KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we are national, and it is my pleasure to be with you. It's an honor to be here. It's a blessing to be here. If you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation, give me a call. We're live right now, 833-482-5337-833-4-Valdez. And the Department of Justice has come out with a report saying that the Department of Education was weaponized against Christians during the administration of Joe Biden. Of course, I like to call him Joe El Baboso Biden. And, you know, it doesn't come as a surprise to me because I remember when this was happening. I remember when they were going after people saying that if they went to church and they went to the Latin Mass, so the Mass that wasn't in English, but it was in Latin, they called them RadTrad, Radical Traditional Catholics. And I think that's kind of crazy to say that because of the way you pray, that you are somehow a radical traditional person. Now, somebody's going to push back on me and say, but Rich, hold on. What about the people that go to certain mosques and we think that they're radicals? Well, this is, I think, a big distinction, right? People who go to Mass in Latin and people who go to any mosque should neither one should be considered radical, right? I think the issue becomes when you go to a mosque or any, you know, religious organization for that matter, where they're teaching you that it's okay to hurt people that don't believe what you believe, where it's okay to blow people up, where it's okay to dehumanize women because they don't subscribe to the same things that you subscribe to, right? Like a woman may not want to cover all of her body or may not. I saw a video the other day of a woman wearing a backpack. And the man was saying, my woman will not wear a backpack. He was a Muslim man in full Muslim attire. And his wife was, you know, or someone was in the video modeling the backpack. And he said, no. Putting on the backpack may cause her to look bustier. It kind of pushes her chest out, and I don't want that. So he said, I don't have a problem if she wants to wear the backpack under not the burqa, but I guess another part of her traditional wear. He said, that's fine. So the woman put the book bag on under her garb, and she looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but that was what the desired look for the man that was speaking in the video. And I thought to myself, hey, if that's what works for you guys, if that's what works for you, I'm not here to interfere in anybody's life, right, or to poo-poo anybody's religion. I'm just saying that's interesting. And, you know, while they're going one way with their view on women, I think in America, the secular people, the people who don't believe in God, the people that are agnostic, the people that are atheists, the people that don't, they could care less about the role of God in society, the role of God in their individual lives, many of those people have subscribed to radical feminism. Now, not just feminism, but radical feminism. Feminism where they believe that women can do everything that men do. And now I'm probably going to take some heat, but I don't mean that women aren't able to do those things. I mean that women ought not do those things, right? I think the best scenario to raise a child is a woman being a mother and a father being a man, or a man being a father. That's, I think, the best scenario. The child will get the best out of that situation. Now, that's not always the case. There are plenty of single moms out there. There are single dads out there. I'm not criticizing either one. I'm just saying what's best versus what's not best. And sadly, in today's society, I feel that people have, you know, kind of embraced feminism in a radical way, where it's kind of like, not we can do what you can do, or women can earn what men can do, or earn what men can earn. No, 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 way beyond that. I'm talking about women are superior to men. Men are no good at this. Men are useless in this, and just kind of going against, kind of becoming anti-man, right? So that's an issue that's out there, but there's some new reports out there that say perhaps the left wing of our political spectrum is losing its grip on this radical feminism. So we're going to talk about that a little bit this evening as well. I also want to have some conversation in addition to feminism, in addition to you know, the news of the day. I also want to talk a little bit about this attack on Christianity. This how the not only the Department of Justice the Department of Education being weaponized the way they were, going after people, even going after certain parents, saying these parents were domestic terrorists because they said that they didn't think that their young children should be subjected to transgender information. This is something every parent has a right to disagree with. If you don't like it, you don't have to send your kid to that class. You can opt your kid out. You could choose another school. But what shouldn't happen is for the government to say, oh, you don't like that? You don't want your kid to learn about transgenders or to be with one or whatever the case may be? Okay, then you are a domestic violent extremist. That is crazy. But this is what the Biden administration did. So that's out in a new report today. And we knew that they did it back then, but today it's been confirmed. And I also want to have some conversation tonight about people just improving their overall health, right? And there's always, I think, there's always room to improve your health. There's an idea that many of us have about health, and some of us don't, right? I think some of us are like, ah, whatever, eat till your heart's content, drink till your heart's content, do whatever it is you want to do. But I think there's also a reality on the other side of that, which is if you eat everything you want to eat, will you be as healthy as you want to be? And usually the answer to that is no, right? So you've got to be able to eat within limits. Do you see food as a source of happiness, food as a pastime, or is food simply just fuel for your body? And it took me a long time to start changing from food as happiness and food as pastime to food is something that I use to fuel my body. Now, I still eat for pleasure sometimes, but I know that if I'm going to eat something I like, if I'm going to OD on it, I'm going to try and make it, you know, something that isn't chock full of carbs so that it doesn't weigh me down. You know, I'm going to try and skip the bread. I'm going to try and skip the rice and the potatoes because my body's taught me those things aren't good for me right now at this stage of my life. There are, I'm sure there are other people at other points in their life where, you know, it's carb city for them. And it's probably the best thing ever, but definitely not for me. So I want to talk about that and meditation and a whole bunch of other things that I never talk about because it's Friday and I find these topics interesting. And I'm hoping that you will, too. Every now and again, we go off the deep end with topics we don't normally discuss. And the phone lines light up. People call in, and they share a lot of things. One example that comes to mind was when we talked about gray divorce. Now, this was a topic I didn't know much about, people getting divorced after the age of 65. And I thought, wow, that's crazy. That's the last time I'd want to get divorced. You're not in the best shape of your life. You're used to this person, likely, you know, at that stage of life. You're on your way out in many ways, right? You're going to live for another 30 years if you're lucky. And yet people are doing it. The divorce rates are down overall, but where they've gone up, people older than 65. So when I remember doing that topic, and we did it once or twice, I remember having some of our callers call in. One of our regulars, Sue, called in and was like, best thing I ever did. And that took me by surprise. So I'm always looking to hear from you all, from we the people, my amigos here.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Millions are choosing NordVPN to stay safer and more private online. And you can do that too. Get NordVPN with 77% off and up to 3 months extra. NordVPN will encrypt your online traffic from data snoopers and internet service providers, while NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro will reduce risk of phishing and alert you about the fake online shops and known scams. And that's not all. If your email address is leaked to the dark web, you will get an instant notification from the dark web monitor and act accordingly. Get the special NordVPN deal today at NordVPN.com. This offer includes a 77% discount on a 2-year plan and up to 3 extra months. Savings and additional terms apply and can be found on NordVPN.com. The offer is valid until October 15th.
When you're hiring, Have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I think what gives me hope is the fact that we've chosen to be visible. Feminist movements have chosen to be visible. LGBTQI movements have chosen to be visible. Women's rights organizations have chosen to be visible. Young people have chosen to be visible. Because visibility is really important. It actually forces people to acknowledge your existence. Especially within the United States now, where we're seeing the erasure of people and the erasure of lives and erasures of struggles. So visibility for me is what's giving me hope.
That is Fadekemi Akinfaderin. She is a feminism speaker at the United Nations, and saying here that this is, again, this is from this spring at the UN's annual event on women's rights. She's talking about the importance of visibility. And again, when I hear these types of arguments that visibility, this is a foreign argument to me, because I would say it's men that are invisible to me. All day long, all I do is see women. I see the blonde ones, I see the Asian ones, I see the Hispanic ones, I see all the women. I've never noticed a woman to be invisible in my life. But she says that they're invisible. And I guess I understand the wordplay going on here. But I guess what I really want to dig into here is this really a problem? Are women really invisible? Or is this yet another part of the grievance industry, where we just want to be aggrieved about something, and right now it's feminists being mad at women being invisible? Does the left still have this death grip on women the way it once did? I don't know the answer, but our guest certainly might. Dr. Gilda Carl is spokesperson for the International Council for Men and Boys. She's the author of Real Men Don't Go Woke. You may remember Dr. Gilda Carl from television on so many different programs. You could check her out at drgilda.com. Dr. Gilda Carl, welcome back.
What a pleasure to talk to you again, Rich. It's just an honor to be on your show again.
It's the honor's mine. It's my pleasure. And I want to get this, this update from you, because I know you always keep your finger on the pulse. You're truly one of the most foremost experts on this topic, and many others in the country. And it's my thought that I think many women are kind of disassociating themselves with this false idea of feminism. But I don't think the struggle is over. What do you think?
Well, let's start with that last quote about visibility. For me, visibility is not because I am a woman, not because I am, which I'm not, LBGQPRXYZ. it's not because of that. It's not because of anything I look like. Visibility has been earned. I believe in visibility through merit. And I never felt as though I was invisible. I always made my feelings known. And, of course, you know that I've ended up on national television for years and years and years.
Yes, MTV.
And I'm in front of, on every show. And I was on Wall Street to Main Street in corporate America, training executives in how to communicate better for the bottom line. I also am a college professor. I have a PhD. I am not feeling invisible because I am not invisible. And anybody who believes they are invisible is indeed ending up with that. And so what you believe you are is what you manifest. So we get that out of the way. Next question?
Right. But I guess the pushback there, Dr. Gilda Carl, would be the people that haven't seen you on, you know, multiple television networks, the multiple books you've written, seen you in class when you're a professor, or on the, you know, hundreds of news appearances you've made over the years. They're going to say, what about the rest of us women? The rest of us are just invisible.
You know what? A man who was from the left said to me one time, a couple of years ago, aren't you upset over the glass ceiling? I said, what glass ceiling? He said, well, you know, the glass ceiling. I said, I never experienced a glass ceiling because I didn't believe it was there, and I just kept working, working hard, and making a name for myself. Anybody in this country, and God bless America, anybody in this country can do the same.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had a conversation earlier this week about this topic, about Hispanics working in broadcasting, about women working in broadcasting, African Americans, etc. And that was the overall response everybody had was, if you want to work in this business and you work really hard and you give it everything you've got, you're going to make some progress. It has nothing to do with your race. It has nothing to do with any of those things. It's, do you want to be here, number one? And number two, what are you willing to put in? You're going to get out of it what you put in. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. When I started on television, I was an unknown. Everybody starts somewhere as an unknown.
Right.
I didn't know anybody. The industry did not know me. I just did my best. And my best was applauded and awarded. And that's the way we have built our country, a capitalistic system that rewards good work. It's called merit. It's not get ahead because you're a woman, you're white, you're black, you're pink, you're green, or a Martian. It is because you stand out and you are making a profit for their bottom line. And that's what a business is in business to do. I teach MBA students, and we talk about this all the time. You work hard. My students go to school at night and online, and they are so burdened with family pressures and work pressures and time pressures, and yet they're getting their MBAs. So
right.
the excuses, there are no excuses. I was training a group of people on Wall Street, and these people were entry-level workers. And the organization wasn't happy with the bottom line the way it was, and it felt that these workers needed to get more of a boost. So they sent me in. I devised, after I did needs assessments and all of that, I devised a program for them. And the excuses were, and these were mostly minority people.
Dr. Gilda Carl, hold on right there. Before you get into the minority people, we have to take a pause here. And the conversation was so good, I got enthralled. But stand by. We're coming right back with Dr. Gilda Carl. We're going to talk about some of her experiences training people to be better communicators. And are women invisible? I don't think so. I think the left is losing its grip on women. Keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez. We're coming right back with Dr. Gilda Carl. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
And work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Furnished by AmeriCares.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Under the Trump administration, we're ending the Marxist war on women, and you had a war on women, and we're protecting women's rights, defending women's dignity, and standing up for the American moms and daughters. So many are represented here, great people in this room. American women have never had bigger champions than all of us in the White House.
That, of course, President Trump speaking earlier this year as he was signing executive orders to protect women in sports. And this war on women and turning the tables there has always been an attack from the left on the right. Democrats saying that Republicans have a war on women. Meanwhile, that isn't really the case. I think, if anything, it was probably the other way around. But I want to bring our guest back in to continue this conversation and pick up where we left off with Dr. Gilda Carl, who was training some people on Wall Street. And there was the introduction of minorities in the conversation. Dr. Gilda, let's pick up where you left off.
Right. A lot of them, most of the ones in the room, were females, and they were minorities, and they had entry-level jobs. They were getting paid well for entry-level jobs, and they were upset that the MBAs were coming in and taking their jobs. And
well, you
I
mean,
said, well,
they were mad that people with higher levels of education were taking their job?
Yes, sir. And they were complaining about that. And when I was going through all the things of the communication styles that they had to choose from, I said, you have another choice. You can either remain and complain, or you can do something about it. If you remain and complain, you will be there forever. You're not going to get fired. You're going to do your job, and you'll be there forever, and you'll always be griping. Or you can go back to school at night. I teach students at night in the colleges, and you can do the same. And they heard, I read them the Riot Act. I didn't mm-hmm. say, oh, yeah, poor you, you're having so many problems. And do you know half the group enrolled in college classes?
That's great.
So why isn't everybody else out there giving the complainers, the gripers, boundaries? You want X, you get Y. You have to do Y. And it's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. Now, the UN women are just enamored of Marxist notions of equity as opposed to equal rights and opportunities, and that even gets into DEI. So, if you say, and they say, there should be equity, so that if you have 5 truck drivers who are male, you should have 5 truck drivers who are female.
That's the stupidest
thing
ever.
And so it becomes, it's ludicrous. It's a counting game. And if you want to play counting games, well, you don't belong in corporate America, because they have to deal with bottom lines and people who can do the jobs and are willing to do the jobs and stop whining and complaining.
Yeah, that's always the case.
Well, it's unfortunate that we see what is happening to men now who are being invisible, and they are the ones who are suffering the most right now.
This is such an interesting phenomenon. They say it's a war on women, and that the women are invisible. But I would say I agree with you. I think men are invisible. Women are at least pretty, right? Everybody notices women, right? Women comment on their handbag, on their shoes. Guys go, "Wow, she's a looker." Nobody's invisible on the ladies' side.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because the people at the UN have lost sight of what is going on. Anti-male misandry is more widespread than anti-female misogyny. We have the backup of data to prove this. And yet they're still squawking about not having a place, enough of a place in the world. Well, honey, if you're complaining that you don't have a place in the world, make your mark. Make your place. Because you can complain all you want, but you're not complaining to those of us who have said enough.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Now, Dr. Gilda Carl, it seems to me, right, from my perspective, I see a little bit of a shift. I feel like women are feeling a little bit more empowered to be women, to embrace their femininity and be women. This is a good thing, because, a couple of months, maybe a year, 2 years ago, there was a conversation about we couldn't define what a woman was, right, with Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson answering that question.
Right. Well, that was a Supreme Court justice. God only help us if she's still suffering from this ailment.
but it's remarkable that women are, like, unwilling to define what a woman is.
Well, if they don't know what they are and who they are, then they'll never succeed in anything. So, it starts with knowing who you are, believing who you are, and projecting who you are. That's not a hard concept. But, it's funny you mention this. The well-educated Petronella Wyatt was a feminist. And she finally said, feminism has failed me and my generation. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are single, they're childless, and they're looking around and saying, what is there in life? Well, they were the ones who identified themselves as never getting married, never being with a man, and they can't stand men. The hatred towards men has spread. I'm in the middle of writing a news release about that. It has spread so widely that this is the reason that men are 4 times more likely to commit suicide than women are. In my book, Real Men Don't Go Woke, I talk about these statistics, and I talk about how men have just evaporated from the landscape because they're not speaking out because of all the ridicule. And women are complaining that all the man-keeping they have to do is just so exhausting. The men, on the other hand, have had enough. They're wising up, and they're saying, I've had enough. And they're dropping out of the dating scene, of the marital scene. Some men are expressing, and these are these private conversations that I'm getting online with camouflaged handles, so I can't even reach out and say, let me help you.
Yeah.
So these men are saying, I'm never dating anymore. I'm single now, and I went through a horrible divorce. I lost my children in the divorce, and the false accusations, and the high rate that it costs them to be divorced and to pay child support and alimony.
I went through
it. And their inability to start another family. It's making it impossible. And that's why I, as a woman, have become the spokesperson for the International Council for Men and Boys. Because this affects the next woman in the relationship. She cannot have
right.
a good, solid relationship with a man who has his foot in the other door trying to keep that household afloat while he's also trying to reestablish himself in another relationship. It is harming our relationships very badly. And there is no, you want to talk about equity? There is no equity. There is no equal equity for men.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. I went through it myself. Everything you just described, it was brutal. It was financially ruinous. It was
very.
The only thing I was able to, I had some great legal advice, and I was able to keep 40 higher than 40% custody with my kids, and
wow.
I did that. But it was tough, and you know, in some situations that normally brings down the amount of child support you pay, but there was an error in my calculation, and I still got charged probably the highest rate. But I didn't care. Honestly, it was, if I could afford it, I was going to pay it. There were times I couldn't afford it, and that's a whole different stress where you're like, am I going to go to jail because
well,
you know, for taking care of my kids?
And how is that going to help the children? And ultimately,
right.
we have to circle around the most important part of this, the children. Nobody's talking about the children who are used as a rag doll in between the mother and the father. Oh, it's my time. It's my weekend. It's my time for Christmas. I've been there. I was engaged to a man with children, and it was a horror scene. I would suggest that all women think very carefully and understand the innuendos that they're getting involved with the man who has another family. They've got to be part of that family, or this is not going to work.
Yeah, you're not going to compete, that's for sure.
Oh, no. If you have any competition in you and think that you're going to compete, you forget that, because you are going to lose out. The mm-hmm. man is feeling guilty enough that he has to leave his children, and he's guilty enough that he doesn't have the money to start a new life. So now you're going to add that to him? Well, I think that is another kind of abuse that some of these single women are impacting men with.
And you know what? A lot of women just don't know. They don't know that layer of this, that dimension, I would say, of this conundrum. Dr. Gilda Carl, stand by. I want to come back and wrap up our conversation. We got to take a pause right here. We're going to come right back with Dr. Gilda Carl, spokesperson for the International Council for Men and Boys, the author of Real Men Don't Go Woke. And we're coming right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot
smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. And I'm looking forward to your calls as well, 833-482-5337, 833-4-Valdez. And I want to wrap up with our guest, Dr. Gilda Carl. You know her from television. You know her from the radio. You've seen her books. And the latest is Real Men Don't Go Woke. Check that out, of course, on Amazon and all the booksellers. And on her website, drgilda.com. Dr. Gilda Carl, I want you to tell us a little bit, just a minute or two, on the work that you're doing with the International Council for Men and Boys and what we can expect to see from you coming down the road.
Oh, some very exciting things. November 5th, I am emceeing a news conference in D.C. Would you like to come, Rich? We'd love to have you there.
Maybe. That might be Election Day in New York, but if it's not, I'm interested.
Okay, November 5th. We're going to be talking to lawmakers. We're going to have the media there. And we're going to have some lawmakers talking about how vital it is to have men as voting in their elections. And we now already know, thank you for that, Donald Trump, we know that men can sway an election. So, and men only deal with realities. No phony stuff. No words that mean nothing. Men who understand that they have to have a say in politics, in the law, in getting child support, so that it's an equitable arrangement for them, for their children, and for their ex-wife. But she's the last in this whole thing. It's all about the kids. But men, it's all about men. And men are the voting demographic that everybody is interested in. We're going to have people from both sides of the aisle. So, I mean, this is not a Republican or a Democrat viewpoint. This is all about everybody getting together and understanding how important men are to our voting in America. And this is what can carry an election.
And how do people learn more about that?
We will be getting some newsletters out very, very shortly. And I'm going to send you, by the way, a book, Real Men Don't Go Woke.
Thank
because
you.
We've been talking for a lot of times, and I would like you to have a copy of it. And I will put some information in there. By the way, the book was named a rising bestseller by Newsmax.
Look
so
at
that
you.
Just happened.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't get this award because I'm a woman, did I?
No, you got it because you did a good job. That's fantastic. Dr. Gilda Carl, I want to thank you, and I want to make sure everybody knows how to get you. You could get her, follow her on Twitter, x.com, if you go to use x, Dr. Gilda, at Dr. Gilda, and her website, drgilda.com. Dr. Gilda, you are, as always, a gentlewoman, a scholar, and a patriot. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. You're a wealth of information and just a joy to be around. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. See you November 5th, I hope.
Hopefully. God bless. Talk soon.
Okay. We'll let you know. Okay.
You bet. And, amigos, we continue the conversation with your thoughts, your reactions, and everything else. We've got calls from Washington, D.C. WMAL is in the building and a couple of others. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Online security is a must, and millions are choosing NordVPN to stay safer and more private online. And you can do that too. Get NordVPN with 77% off and up to 3 months extra. NordVPN will encrypt your online traffic from data snoopers and internet service providers, while NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro will reduce risk of phishing and alert you about the fake online shops and known scams. And that's not all. If your email address is leaked to the dark web, you will get an instant notification from the dark web monitor and act accordingly. Get the special NordVPN deal today at NordVPN.com. This offer includes a 77% discount on a 2-year plan and up to 3 extra months. Savings and additional terms apply and can be found on NordVPN.com. The offer is valid until October 15th.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
You're educating America, and you are giving us an opportunity to speak freely. That's why I love this station, and I love your show.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back to the phones we go. 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Daniel, calling us from Washington, D.C., WMAL, in the building. Go right ahead.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, brother.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Today we found out that the 19-year-old young lady from Prince George's County that they've been looking for since the 22nd of August was the body that they found on Route 50 at Route 97 just outside of Annapolis. And once again, she was killed at the hands of somebody who was in the country illegally.
Oh,
and
yeah.
not a word from Governor Cuball or Senator Chris Van Hollen. And just like Rachel Warren, out doing her thing, regardless of whether she was enticed to go with this gentleman in his car, and I use that term loosely, for whatever reasons, party, whatever the case may be, did not mean she deserved to be killed. Now, of course, her autopsy pending will let everybody know exactly how she died, but the reason why she died, we normally don't figure that out because the perpetrator either tried to swallow a round or was a suicide by cop. But now that this guy is still alive and in the country illegally, they need to find out what went on during this encounter that he needed to kill this woman because she was absolutely drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, Dan, I'm looking at
out how we did it or why.
I'm taking a look at
that's
it.
What,
let me. This is really so unfortunate. Her name is Dakara Thompson. She's 19 years old. I happen to have a 19-year-old daughter. And you're right, very pretty girl. She was missing. They found this guy. He's got a big scar on his face. Looks like a career criminal. You know, if I'm being judgmental and passing judgment based on a photo, the guy looks like bad news. And yeah, you're right. Hopefully we catch this guy and they find out exactly what's going on. But they know who he is. 35-year-old. Let's see here. He's 35 years old. His name, Hugo Hernandez Mendez, facing charges of first and second degree murder. And this is it's a horrible thing. I'm with you. I think ultimately what happens is Donald Trump told us, Daniel, 10 years ago, a whole decade ago, almost 10 years and a month now, he said, the people that are coming to this country are not the best from these countries. They're sending us their worst. They're rapists. They're murderers. He wasn't kidding. These people, in many situations, were rapists and murderers in their home country, and they come here and they bring their illegal tendencies, their psychotic behaviors, their rapist and murderer behaviors with them, and they do it here. And you're right. We've seen it with Rachel Morin. We saw it with Lake and Riley. We've seen it time and again now with Dakara Thompson. And this stuff is horrifying for anybody that has, you know, for anybody that has a heart. But I think if you have, you can relate personally. And I'm looking at this, and this girl got her hair combed the same way that my kid combs her hair. And it is truly heartbreaking. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. I wasn't up to speed on the updates on this. I remember her going missing, but I didn't know that she'd been found near Highway 50 and that this guy is person of interest here. So, anyway, thanks for the call, Danielle. I appreciate it. Amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Once again, the prospect of a federal government shutdown looms on the 30th of this month, but one political observer says Republicans probably can't count on Senate Majority Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's help this time around. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Elizabeth Mitchell, White House correspondent for the Daily Signal, says Schumer got burned for standing up to his own party earlier in the year.
In this very polarized political climate, the fact that Schumer worked with Republicans in the past really gave him negative political points with his party, because the Democrats right now, their main mission, what they're all aligned around, their focus is opposing Trump. So I think he's going to be very careful to avoid that again because of all these radicals in his party saying he shouldn't have done that. This really could lead to a shutdown. Republicans really don't want to shut down as the party in power.
The full interview with Elizabeth Mitchell can be heard on This Week on Capitol Hill starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Trump administration is pushing the Supreme Court for a fast and definitive decision on tariffs.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine, particularly while its invasion is going on, would be considered legitimate targets by Moscow's forces. His comments on Friday came hours after European leaders repledged their commitment to a potential peacekeeping force. And the president has signed an executive order to rebrand the Department of Defense as the Department of War. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Reverse mortgage, those two words cause most people to respond in a negative way without thinking. Quite frankly, I thought the same, and I found out I was wrong about these unique tools for retirement planning. Read the book I read. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement, provided by Movement Mortgage, a valued partner. If you're in or close to retirement, you owe it to yourself, whether you need money or not, to learn how to properly use the equity in your home the right way. If you want more cash flow, or simply want to eliminate a mortgage payment, or you would like to see if you can save on income taxes, get this book for free today by going to movement.com/Dinesh or call Movement Mortgage today. 580-REVERSE. That's 580-738-3773.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to let the president fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission.
This marks the latest in a string of emergency petitions over the president's removal power. President Trump first moved to fire FTC member Rebecca Slaughter in the spring. However, lower courts ordered Slaughter reinstated. Why? Because the law only allows the removal of commissioners for problems like misconduct or neglect of duty.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, the Justice Department contends the FTC and other executive branch agencies are under President Trump's control. The NFL made it clear before the season that sportsmanship would be a point of emphasis. Philadelphia's Jalen Carter provided the first example of misconduct. Now he awaits discipline from the league. A fine is expected, and even suspension is a possibility for spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott in Thursday night's season opener. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A woman forever linked to a dark day in history has died.
Her name was Ruth Payne, a kind young woman who briefly allowed Lee Harvey Oswald and his family to stay in her home in the Dallas suburb of Irving in late 1963. On the morning of November 22nd, totally unbeknownst to Payne, Oswald retrieved the rifle and ammo he'd been hiding in her garage, and you know what happened a few hours later in downtown Dallas. Meanwhile, Ruth Payne died this week in a senior living facility in Santa Rosa, California. She was 92. Jason Walker reporting.
Warner Brothers is suing the AI company Midjourney for copyright infringement. The lawsuit claims Midjourney allows users to create AI-generated images and videos of copyrighted characters. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Your liberty-loving Latino amigo, happy to be here with you this Friday night. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and our phone number, if you want to join us, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And there's a bunch of things I want to get to tonight. We're going to talk about the attack on Christianity. We've been hearing about it all, you know, all month. There's been all these various attacks on churches, on kids, two small children killed just 2 weeks ago by this deranged transsexual shooter. All sorts of crazy things going on. And so we're going to talk about that and the report that just came out from Washington, D.C., showing that, in fact, the Department of Education during the Biden time was actually targeting people of faith. If you were a Catholic, they were going after you because of your faith. And that obviously is not only illegal, but immoral. So we'll talk about that. But I wanted to get into a couple of interesting news items that have been on my desk for a day or two. And honestly, they're just really, some of them are unfortunate, some of them are interesting. But the one I wanted to get to here was about someone called the Ketamine Queen. I believe we have some audio on this. Mr. Good, take it away.
A Los Angeles drug dealer known as the so-called Ketamine Queen has pleaded guilty to charges in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry.
42-year-old Jasveen Sanghai was charged with supplying the drugs that killed the Friends star back in 2023. She is the fifth and final defendant in the case to plead guilty and remains in custody.
So this Ketamine Queen, she's pled guilty, as you just heard in the report, to supplying the drugs that killed Matthew Perry, the actor from Friends, Chandler Bing. And there's a picture of this woman here, young woman, not an unattractive person. She's on a private jet. It seems to be really living life. And it makes you think, I think we're losing too much talent here, right? We're losing too much talent to drugs. First it was Michael Jackson to, what was that? Not fentanyl, it was the other thing that they use for surgeries. But propofol, right? Was that what it was? It's a horrible thing to see that those in Hollywood are you know, getting these, and we're not talking about cocaine overdose, right? We're talking about ketamine and these other types of drugs that are, you know, they're getting supplied by doctors and whatnot. Just really gone too soon, I'd say. But her trial's been set to start next month when she's expected to keep her end of a plea deal that she cut back in August, maintaining a drug-involved premise, so, you know, running a stash house, 3 counts of distribution of ketamine, and 1 count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death. And she's the 5th and final defendant to plead guilty to the charges in Perry's death. 4 other people were charged and pled guilty. And, again, very unfortunate. Really talented guy. He was after Friends. I don't know if you remember, but he'd starred in a reboot of The Odd Couple, and he played the role of Oscar Madison. So, Matthew Perry, R.I.P. And glad to see a little justice happening here. The judge is not bound, by the way, to follow any of the terms of this plea agreement, but prosecutors said in the charging documents that they will ask for less than the mandatory, available maximum. None of the other co-defendants have been sentenced either. And the first one was the doctor who supplied this stuff, Dr. Salvador Plasencia. He pled guilty in July, and he's obviously the main target. 3 other defendants, Dr. Mark Chavez, Kenneth Iwasama, and Eric Fleming, all pled guilty in exchange for their cooperation, which included statements implicating the ketamine queen and Dr. Plasencia. So, good old-fashioned police work. Get this guy until he rolls on that guy, until that guy rolls on that guy, until you get the people at the top. And that's where we are. Now, ketamine is the premise of this story, but drugs overall continue to be a problem coming into this country. President Trump waging war almost, seemingly, right, waging war on Venezuela because of their supply of drugs. And I was at a little backyard barbecue not too long ago, and one of my buddies, who you know, if you've listened to this show, you know about my friend Ruben the Cuban. Ruben the Cuban came here to the United States on a jet ski from Cuba, from Havana, Cuba to Key West, Florida. And he was telling me he feels that the drug boat that was destroyed by a drone strike leaving Venezuela was not real, and that it didn't have drugs, and that the United States making it all up. And I said, why? And he said, because I think that there's too much show going on and that there should be more action. He wants regime change. He says that if the United States were to topple Maduro, Nicolas Maduro, the president of the illegitimate president of Venezuela, that this would cause the toppling of various communist dictators. Now, I think he might be onto something there. I do believe if that happens, if the United States is able to successfully arrest President Maduro, that, yes, there will be some other implications, right? Every now and again you see the people uprising in Cuba because they don't have power, because people are dying, because their hospitals are, you know, despite popular opinion like Michael Moore, they're not great. People are dying. And the amount of prostitution for young women there is just skyrocketing because there's no other way to make money. Horrible. The things that are going on in Cuba are horrible. So I think he's right that if action is taken in Venezuela, that this would be the catalyst for action to be taken in Cuba. I just don't think it would be the same type of action, right? It'd have to be a homegrown thing or something, at least that appears to be homegrown. And I don't know that this administration is like previous administrations that are looking to send people in to topple regimes. I think he's much more interested, President Trump, when I say he, I'm talking about President Trump. I think President Trump is more interested in seeing these regimes brought to justice rather than toppling them, so to speak. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know how that goes. But very interesting stuff. Lots of good conversation at the barbecue. Honestly, if it wasn't that I had to work at night, I'd be there, you know, continuing to engage in those conversations, because I think those are very interesting. It's always, you know, I'm always interested in hearing what you guys have to say about any given topic. And I'm the same exact way when I'm at a barbecue. You know, it's kind of like if many people are talking, those are my callers. And I think, let me go to you. I'm going to go to you with the brown shirt. What do you think, and why do you think it's going to be a good thing if we topple communism in the Caribbean? And you know, really, you just get such interesting perspectives from people. And that's what I love. And of course, we're going to get to your calls as well. Those are coming up 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Open Phone America is a time-honored tradition on this program, pioneered by Larry King some 46, maybe even 47 years ago now. And of course, maintained, that tradition maintained by the late, great Jim Bohannon. And of course,
but join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
You can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Question of faith is not just...
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations. I had somebody. It's always nice to check.
I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Seek input from the faith-based. Together, this task force will identify any unlawful anti-Christian policies, practices, or conduct across the government. Seek input from the faith-based organizations and state governments to end anti-Christian bias. Find and fix deficiencies in existing and regulatory practices that might contribute to the anti-Christian bias. The Department of Justice will protect religious liberty for Christians and for all Americans. We'll work closely with everyone around this table and take a whole-of-government approach to solving this problem and ultimately of protect Americans' First Amendment rights. The First Amendment isn't just a line in the Constitution. It's the cornerstone of our American liberty. It guarantees every citizen the right to speak freely, worship freely, and live according to their conscience without government interference.
Without government interference. That's right. That is exactly what we're expecting. And kudos to Attorney General Pam Bondi at the White House announcing this report that was, again, targeting Christians. And it's unfortunate to hear that, but this is it. And parents were targeted. People within government were targeted. People that were using religious exemptions to not take vaccines were being targeted by the Biden administration because of their Christianity. This is, you know, not in spite of it, but because of it. This is something that shouldn't happen. It's not what Americans expect. It's not what the Constitution definitely outlines and upholds. And kudos to this administration for calling that out. When you've lost religious liberty, I think you're on a slippery slope to lose absolutely everything you've got in your constitutional republic. So I want to get some reaction to Attorney General Pam Bondi's announcement that the previous administration, you know, this report, the Task Force on Eradicating Anti-Christian Bias, did in fact find in their preliminary report that there was lots of allegations of widespread religious discrimination under the Biden administration. And I want to get that reaction from our guest, Dr. Robert Jeffers. Now, Dr. Jeffers, senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. You've seen him on the Fox News channel. He's a contributor there. He's been on our program before. And the best place you've probably seen him is praying with the president in the Oval Office. That is, of course, indeed an honor. And it's always an honor to have him on the show. Dr. Robert Jeffers, welcome back, sir.
Rich, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. And let's talk about this. I think this is a very important moment in life and history and in the world because, you know, up until today, this was something people would say was political rhetoric. It wasn't a reality, Dr. Jeffers.
Well, look, we're seeing another case of Donald Trump keeping promises he made, promises kept. And the cornerstone of his re-election campaign was protecting religious liberty. And Rich, I've said to the president privately, I've said publicly, I think one of the great ironies of history when people look back is that it took a secular real estate mogul from New York City to return America to its Judeo-Christian foundation. That is just amazing. But the president is doing this not just because it's good politics, but because he believes these things from his heart. He thinks it is wrong that we've tried to separate ourselves from the Judeo-Christian foundation upon which this nation was founded. I mean, the proof for that is enormous, and that's another program we can do sometime. But the fact is this nation was founded as a Christian nation. There has been an intense effort by the left, and I will say the power behind the left is the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan. There has been an effort to separate our nation from its Christian heritage, and that effort seemed to be winning for a while. It's not right now. And, you know, I think people, Rich, think that's hyperbolic to talk about, you know, a satanic emphasis. And, you know, Christians aren't going to the gas chambers. Well, not in America, not yet. But I believe we were headed that way. You know, in World War II, during that era, the Nazi Germany did not begin by putting Jews in the crematoriums immediately. The German people wouldn't have stood for that. It was a process. First of all, marginalizing the Jews, ridiculing the Jews, isolating the Jews from society, and only after they had done those things were they able to try to exterminate the Jewish people. I think you see the same bias toward Christians, and thank God for a president like Donald Trump who not only saw it, but was willing to do something about it.
You know, Dr. Jeffers, I think you raise an interesting point. That while many might hear that and say, man, these Christians, they're off their rockers. Everything's the devil for them. But when you look at what's happening, right, you look at the global perspective, you look at what happened in Syria, where they're bombing churches, 85 killed. Yeah. You look at what's going on in Nigeria, thousands now of multiple church bombings, beheadings, the attack on Christian villages and families, pastors and their families being attacked. And then you look at what's happening right here in the United States just a week and a half ago, where these little kids were murdered and
yes.
multiple people shot. In church, in prayer, first day of school, in a Catholic church, you can't turn to me, right, and say that this wasn't a targeted killing when the killer himself wrote on the ammunition, well, where's your God now? Is your God going to save
you? Absolutely.
I mean, that's exactly what Satan said, is it not?
It is exactly what he said, and people who think Satan is a cartoon figure, remember Jesus not only talked about Satan, he talked to Satan. And if Satan's not real, Jesus should have been locked up in an insane asylum. But he said the devil is real. He called him in John 10 a thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He called him a murderer from the beginning. And we need to realize there is a dark force behind these people who are trying to kill and slaughter God's people. You know, the bad news is it seems that they're winning at times, like 2 weeks ago in Minnesota, but ultimately we know how this turns out, and the kingdom of God will ultimately prevail. But until that time comes, Rich, until Christ returns and sets up the new kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth, I believe, to borrow President Trump's words, we need to fight, fight, fight. We need to push back against those who are trying to eradicate Christianity from our nation and our world.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. Amigos, we're on with Dr. Robert Jeffress. He is senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. He's a Fox News contributor. You've seen him on television. You've heard him on the radio. And you've seen him in the White House for sure. And he's got a really interesting book that we've talked about in the past, and I want to make sure you've had a chance to buy a copy for yourself and maybe one to give away. And it's called Jesus Revealed in the End Times, Hope for Today from the One Who Holds Our Future. Jesus Revealed in the End Times. Make sure you pick up a copy of that. Again, one for yourself, one to give away. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Robert Jeffers straight ahead. We're talking about this Department of Justice Task Force on Anti-Christian Bias that's been found in the Biden administration. And I want to get, Dr. Jeffers' perspective on a few other things that are going on kind of at large. Because, again, it seems to be there's always been an attack on Christianity, and it always seems to be okay. That's the only religion that the people let, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, too bad. But it seems like there's an uptick there, and I want to get his perspective on that as well as, all his other thoughts on what's going on in the world. So keep it locked right here. We're coming right back with Dr. Robert Jeffers, senior pastor, First Baptist Church, and, of course, me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 AM in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Goldleaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
And work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Furnished by AmeriCares.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night. With Rich Valdez.
The way they kill our people is in the most horrific, the most gruesome, the most cruel manner anyone could ever see. It will make even the devil to shiver. Because what they do is that when they come around, you run into your hut, into your house. And then what they do is that they will now, you know, cycle the house with fuel. They will lit fire on the house. And then when you are coming out, they will now hack you down with machete. So they're cutting you as if they're cutting a piece of wood. Not as if they're killing a wild animal. You don't even kill a wild animal that way. So they'll bust your brains with machete and you see spillage of brains. I believe you've seen some of these very horrific pictures. They are so graphic. I have hundreds of them in my phone right now. These are my siblings. These are my cousins. These are people I know so well. I know almost 80% of these people. As a matter of fact, some of them, I spoke to some of them a week before that thing happened. And anytime we speak, we talk with dread. We know that we are living on time bomb. We know that these things will come again. So every time I try to give them an advice, you know, to keep their eyes open. But that was what happened. There are two of my aunties who were pregnant. One was pregnant with twins. They split open the stomach, they removed the twins, and then slaughtered the twins.
They slaughtered the twins. They set them on fire. They chopped them with machetes. They're going after pregnant women. Why? Because they're Christians in Africa. There are something like 380 million persecuted Christians all over the world. And there's about 1 million of them who are oppressed and living in sub-Saharan Africa. That's why there's a a concerted Africa Week of Prayer. And there's a big push going on right now in the next 2 days for a week, September 7th through the 14th. And there's a push to have people pray for Africa. This is a very big deal. Of the top 10 countries with the most violence against Christians, five of them are in Africa. This is some scary stuff. You've got 30 Christians per day is the average. 30 Christians murdered each day in Nigeria in 2025. That's from a report in World Catholic Report. Scary stuff. Now, I want to bring in our guest here, Dr. Robert Jeffers, senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. You know him from Fox News. You know him from many books. The latest, Jesus Revealed in the End Times, Hope for Today from the One Who Holds Our Future. Dr. Jeffers, talk to me about what is happening in Nigeria, in Syria, and in so many places around the world, but it seems like Nigeria has a stronghold on the murder of Christians.
Well, I'm going to take it in a little different framework here. We heard that horrific description you just played about what was happening to Christians and the ways they were being murdered. Have you ever stopped to think, why do we automatically call that evil? Why don't we call it orange or purple? What makes us see that as evil? It's because we've been created in the image of a God who understands the difference between good and evil. Mm-hmm. And we are repulsed by evil naturally because we're made in the image of God. But when people try to separate our country from its Christian heritage, they want to completely get rid of not only the divine lawgiver, but the laws he's given us. Then who's to say what is good and evil? Did you hear yesterday Tim Kaine from Virginia idiotic statement? We don't get our rights, we don't get our freedoms from God, we get them from the law. Well, our laws at one time said it's okay to own another human being. The Dred Scott case in the Supreme Court said African Americans are nothing but property to be bought and sold. Do you really want to trust government to determine what's right and wrong? No. Mm-hmm. We get our foundation of right and wrong from God, and that's why we call these horrific acts evil. And if we want to return our world to any type of normalcy, or at least our country, we've got to come back to God. God is the one who speaks what is good and what is evil.
Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. Listen, I'm with you. And I think that's what these people are doing. These Christians, many of them are missionaries. Many of them are, you know, involved in outreach. And I think that's the reason they have a target on them. They're trying to reach out to God, yet they're being murdered. I don't know if there's a solution, and perhaps I'm looking at it through worldly eyes instead of spiritual eyes. But it's concerning to me, sir.
Well, it is. But here's the good news. The horror they experience is but for a moment, but eternity is forever. The Bible promises in Revelation 21:4 that one day God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death or mourning or crying or pain, for the first things have passed away. And Rich, the Bible talks about the reality of heaven for Christians, but it also talks about the reality of hell. When you hear horrific things like this, you understand why God created a hell, why there has to be eternal punishment for those who live apart from God and don't know Christ as Savior.
Amen to that. Now, Pastor Jeffers, give me your thoughts on the faith outlook that you have for the United States. I don't know why. I don't have any proof. All I have is a gut and some Holy Ghost to lead me to believe that I feel like we're headed towards a better place. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I feel like we're headed in the right direction. What say you?
Well, I think we've done a huge U-turn since President Trump became president. Really, during his first term, we had a hiccup there for 4 years. But yeah. I think, you know, we were on a downward slide, moving further, further away from God. In fact, while he was out of office, President Trump asked me, how do you think Christianity is doing these days? And I said, not that well, not in America. He said, I agree with you. And I think he's been responsible for a turnaround. But I think, frankly, such a turnaround is temporary. If you read the Bible, you believe that short term, the world's going to grow farther and farther away from God. But the long term view is everything's going to turn out all right when Christ returns and sets up that new heaven and that new earth. So, you know, our strength as Christians has never been in the fact that we're the majority. Our strength is through the Spirit of God. We just need to keep on being faithful to God, sharing Christ with as many people as possible, and know that in the end, God wins, and so do all of us who are with him.
Well, amen to that. I appreciate the encouragement, because, and I agree with you. Those years where Trump wasn't in office, and not that this revolves around Trump per se, but it just was the timing of it. It seemed like there was no shortage of drag queen events. There was no shortage of any type of lasciviousness making its way into anything good and holy. Little kids' classrooms, libraries, you name it. We were on the express train to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I feel like we've gotten off that train.
Yeah. Well, you know, President Trump spoke at our Christmas service a few years ago, and he said, I kept hearing Robert say, America needs a savior. He's right. America needs a savior. America has a savior, and it's not me. It's somebody much higher than me. And I'm
I remember that.
President who believes that.
Yeah, amen to that. Now, Dr. Robert Jeffers, let everybody know, you know, what the next big thing you're working on is and how they get a copy of your book.
Well, thank you so much, Rich. We have a daily television program and radio program, Pathway to Victory. You can access our messages free of charge by going to ptv.org. My book is there as well, and we'd love to have people tune in. Right now, I'm actually doing a series on the subject of spiritual warfare, the cosmic battle going on behind the scenes that's responsible for every conflict we have today. This is not a demon under every bush kind of series, but the fact is we need to understand the spiritual war. This world is not a playground, it's a battleground, and we better be prepared for it.
Well put. Thank you, Pastor. Dr. Robert Jeffers, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. You've seen him on television on his program on the Fox News Channel. You can check out the church at firstdallas.org, firstdallas.org, or you can just get the book on Amazon. Again, the book, Jesus Revealed in the End Times, Hope for Today from the One Who Holds Our Future. Dr. Robert Jeffers, as always, you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Godspeed to you, sir.
God bless you, Rich. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And amigos, we come back with your thoughts, your calls, your reactions to everything going on, and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain.
Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances if you owe over $10,000 in...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America. And you sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And I want to go to the phones. Let's go to line two, Kathy, McLean, Virginia, WMAL. Kathy, go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Rich. Yeah, I appreciate Reverend Jeffries. His whole message is in accordance with part of what I was going to talk about. Because we have the wonderful ability now in McLean, Virginia. We have a new abortion clinic. We are killing our babies.
We once had a governor who was all for it. Northam.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And Youngkin is great, and we have a wonderful candidate, Winston Sears. But just this evening I was at a local restaurant, and a gentleman there said, you know, he cleans things out of a different, I don't know.
He disagrees, you're saying?
No, he cleans. He does cleaning out of...
Oh, like clean-outs, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, one day I recognized I was cleaning out a little baby.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, I went to the back of my truck and I cried and I begged forgiveness from God. And last night we had a beautiful situation here in Fairfax. We had a double rainbow.
Wow, I've seen one before. Beautiful, actual beautiful sight.
Yeah, and God said, just like Reverend Jeffries said tonight, we are going through a difficult time. Satan is going all out. He knows the time. His time is at end, and he is creating such chaos and havoc. However, God is telling us he will prevail. He has a covenant with us. We must have faith. We must fight.
We have to fight. Oftentimes there's faith, and with the faith comes a degree of fighting, right? Fighting through your faith, fighting for what you believe. And I think you're spot on, Kathy. Thanks for the encouraging words. I wish you the best of weekends ever. God bless you. Kathy in McLean, Virginia, WMAL in the building. Let me see. We're going to do another. Lester in Daytona Beach, Florida, WNDB. Lester, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Thank you, Rich. I'm going to try and sound intelligent. Okay,
that's what I try to do every day.
You do it naturally. You're naturally intelligent. Yeah, I got to work at it. You mentioned feminism, and I wanted to say something about the cosmetic trap that women tend to allow themselves to fall into. And that is that when a woman's in estrus, her lips naturally become swollen. And that's the purpose of lipstick, to make her lips look swollen like she's in estrus. The purpose of eyeshadow, when a woman's in estrus, her eyes naturally become darkened like the bedroom dark eyes. Well, the eyeshadow makes her eyes look that way. The blush for the cheeks, when a woman's in estrus, her cheeks become flushed. And yet there's the cosmetic to make her cheeks look flushed like she's in estrus. And when she's in estrus, her breasts become engorged and full. And I suppose that's why women are going for the big breasts now, plasticine. And I'm thinking, that's not really natural. Why do all that stuff? And also shaving the legs. That makes their legs look like they're prepubescent. And shaving under their arms. And what's the deal? What are they trying to do? Why are they trying to look like they're always in estrus?
Well, I can tell you that you're onto a little bit of something here. I know that my kids were teenagers. I remember, you get into arguments with your teenage daughters, and sometimes you can't win them, right? But why? But this, and you know, so why can't I wear this and whatever? And I remember I was like, I don't like it, and it's not happening, and that's it. And I remember doing a little research on what we're talking about. Why women, why do we use cosmetics? And I understand why women, 50s, 60s, or even women in their 30s that are working, 50 hours a week, we use some form of cosmetics to, enhance their appearance. But the origin of it is so much of what you're talking about is that women who were using makeup early on were the original intent of it was to make them look sexually desirable. And oftentimes we were dealing with women that were working in houses of ill repute, right? People that were in the oldest profession ever. And that was why they were, giving themselves the rosy cheeks and the red plump lips to look more desirable to men, like they were ready to rock and roll. And I don't know about the shaving of the legs, but I can tell you, I've grown accustomed to women shaving their legs, and if they didn't, I would think, those look like guy legs instead of girl legs, and that's probably a little bit of a turnoff. But I get it. I'm not a fan of makeup myself. I think the natural look is way better. But you're right. I think it had its origins in that, and it's evolved. And I don't think women, by and large, today want to look like, they're in an erogenous state when they're putting on any type of rouge or blush or eyeshadow or anything like that. However, I do think they do it because it just makes them feel pretty, and I think women like to feel pretty. That's why they like to wear dresses and everything else they do. But the points you brought up were good ones, and ones that I think are rooted in the truth. And it's just interesting to see how times do change. People do change. We start to adopt behaviors and customs of things that had one intention or intentionality at one point. And today it's just, par for the course, standard operating procedure for so many people, just put on a face of makeup. When I go on television, they put makeup on me, and not lipstick and rouge or any of those things, but because of my bald head shining on all those lights in the studio, they put a lot of powder on my head. But my point is, I think, times definitely change and dictate a little bit of the origins of things. Anyway, that's all I got there. I have to take a quick pause. Thank you, Lester, for the call and for the history lesson. Very, very good stuff. WNDB in the building. Coming right back, we're going to go to Connecticut, Ohio, Virginia, and more. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Cashback. Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, who's your good boy? Oh, who's your...
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at OpenPhone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's OpenPhone.com/try. OpenPhone.com/try.
All right, let us go to Mary, Richmond, Virginia, WMAL. Go right ahead.
First of all, I'm really glad I had the opportunity to speak with you. I listened to you for 2 hours on WMAL out of D.C., try to every evening, and I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. I just want to thank you for having the path drawn. I think that our country needs to realize that what we were founded on, the founding fathers, Judeo-Christian values.
Oh, 100%, Mary. First, I want to thank you for your kind words, and you're right. We can't forget where we came from, and we can't forget Jesus. Mary, God bless you. Richmond, Virginia in the building, WMAL. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Hope you'll call again soon. Amigos, it's Rich Valdez. I'm coming right back with another hour of fun for everybody. 833-4-VALDEZ.
that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. U.S. immigration officials say some 475 people were detained during an immigration raid at a sprawling Georgia site where South Korean auto company Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Senate Republicans are formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next few weeks. They're trying to avoid the historic nomination blockade set up by Democrats. Senate Majority Leader John Thune explains the strategy.
We've kind of shopped these ideas around about how to do this in a way that actually helps us clear the backlog and creates a way for us to confirm the rest of Trump's administration, President Trump's administration.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Two teenagers have been arrested on murder charges in the killing of a congressional intern who was struck by stray bullets during a shooting in the nation's capital. It's a crime the president cited in announcing a new law enforcement surge in Washington. Police were also searching for a third suspect. The NFL made it clear before the season that sportsmanship would be a point of emphasis. Philadelphia's Jalen Carter provided the first example of misconduct. Now he awaits discipline from the league. A fine's expected, even a suspension is a possibility for spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott in Thursday night's season opener. More news at townhall.com.
Reverse mortgage. Those two words cause most people to respond in a negative way without thinking. Quite frankly, I thought the same, and I found out I was wrong about these unique tools for retirement planning. Read the book I read. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement, provided by Movement Mortgage, a valued partner. If you're in or close to retirement, you owe it to yourself, whether you need money or not, to learn how to properly use the equity in your home the right way. If you want more cash flow, or simply want to eliminate a mortgage payment, or you would like to see if you can save on income taxes, get this book for free today by going to movement.com/Dinesh or call Movement Mortgage today. 580-REVERSE. That's 580-738-3773.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
A senior British lawmaker, Angela Rayner, has resigned over failing to pay enough tax on a South England home.
On Wednesday, Rayner had admitted she hadn't paid enough tax on an apartment in Hove, a South England coastal town. She referred herself to the independent advisor on ministerial standards who delivered a report to Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday. In the UK, property purchases incur levies, with higher charges for expensive homes and secondary residences. Reports suggest Rayner saved around $60,000 by not paying the appropriate stamp duty. Rayner has been a vocal critic of tax underpayment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Portugal police say that 11 of the 16 people killed when a streetcar derailed in the capital Lisbon were foreigners. Police say Friday that the dead included 5 Portuguese, 3 British, 2 Canadians, 2 South Koreans, 1 American, 1 French, 1 Swiss in the deaths. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A weak jobs report sent stocks lower on Friday.
Stocks gave up an early gain on Wall Street and closed lower Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell less than 0.1%. The losses follow a discouraging update on the job market. Wall Street is questioning whether the U.S. job market has slowed by just enough to push the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, or has it slowed too much, signaling an economic downturn. The action was more decisive in the bond market, where yields tumbled following the latest economic update. Damian Troisi, New York.
European Union regulators Friday hit Google with a $3.5 billion fine for breaching the bloc's competition rules by favoring its own digital advertising services. This marks the fourth antitrust penalty for the company from Brussels. The EU, the bloc's executive branch, also ordered Google to end its practices. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. And I want to welcome you to another hour of our Friday night program, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for tuning in. And the phone number, if you want to join us, open phones across America. The lines are open. We've got people on hold. We're going to get to you momentarily. The number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to talk about health and wellness and a bunch of other things. Of course, earlier this week, Secretary RFK was in the hot seat in Congress, getting grilled by some people, setting the record straight on a number of issues. And, you know, really just doing what he got to do. And I thought that was a good thing. But there's more to health than just what the government says we can and can't do, right? So it's what we actually do. And kudos to him for helping to make the food supply better and to, you know, limit the amount of unnecessary vaccines that, you know, children are exposed to and whatnot. All of that's wonderful. But I think there's more, right? I think there's more to it, like how we treat our bodies and a lot of things I've learned as of late. You know, for some people, they're like, man, you just learned that? Yeah, I did. I just learned that. I thought it was okay to eat a triple burger with cheese and wash it down with whatever I felt like it and a couple of apple pies to go, right? But we'll discuss a little bit more of that later. But it's been an eventful week here in New York City. You've got a lot of people kicking the campaign into full gear. Of course, there's an election for New York City mayor. The current New York City mayor not doing that great today, announcing he's not going anywhere. Mayor Eric Adams saying, you know what, he may have been offered a job by the Trump administration, but he says that he's not going anywhere. Listen to this exchange with clips from Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa.
You can't bribe me, you can't lease me, you can't rent me, you can't motivate me to lead this race. I am running as the Republican candidate.
I've never asked for a job with HUD. I've never been promised a job with HUD. I have not communicated with the president. What I must do is what I've always have said. Stay focused. Don't be distracted by all the sensationalism.
So, Eric Adams saying he's not going anywhere. Good. And, of course, you've got Curtis Sliwa saying the same thing. I think that's good. Now, all that comes on the heels of President Trump, right? President Trump saying that he would like to see this be a one-on-one match between whomever is running for mayor and whoever the Democrat is. Here's what I'm thinking it should be like. I think it should be Curtis Sliwa versus Mamdani. But it's likely it's going to be a three Democrat versus one Republican race, which I think is in Curtis Sliwa's favor. But listen to President Trump.
Are you urging or encouraging any candidates in the New York City mayor's race to drop out to clear the field?
No, I don't like to see a communist become mayor, I will tell you that. And I don't think you can win unless you have one-on-one, because somehow he's gotten a little bit of a lead. I have no idea how that happened, but I'd prefer not to have a communist mayor of New York City. And, you know, that's what he is based on his policy, if you look at his statements in the past. So I would like to see two people drop out and have it be one-on-one. And I think that's a race that could be won.
Now, I'm going to disagree with President Trump on this one. I think that the clearest path for a Republican victory is to have those guys cannibalizing each other and for there to be really only one non-Democrat option, and that would be Curtis Sliwa, the sole Republican running in the race. This is not a 50% plus one race. Obviously, in many races, it's 50% plus one vote. That's not the case in New York City. If, figuratively speaking, right, if 70 or 72% of the three candidates there, they divvy up 70, 72%, something like that, you can still win this thing with 28%, right? Because it would work out that way in a four-man race. So the math is there for Curtis Sliwa to become the next mayor of the city of New York as long as nobody drops out. I think it's actually a pretty clear path for him. because I don't see a world where Mamdani is going to get the kind of numbers that he got before. And again, the kind of percentages. There will be a larger vote for sure. But I don't think it's for certain in any way. I mean, just use Kamala Harris as an example, right? Let's just use that. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Did they lose because they were outmatched by their opponent? Oh, absolutely they were. So let's look at that criteria. Who's a better candidate? I think Curtis Sliwa was a way better candidate. Curtis Sliwa knows these issues way better than Mamdani. Mamdani's just a soundbite machine. He's Kamala Harris. He's got very little real-world experience about anything. He has the power of his current state legislator office. He doesn't know anything about anything. He knows about having a rent-control apartment when he's filthy rich by today's standards. He doesn't know what it's like to live and come up and be a New Yorker on the subways. Now, is that the criteria to become the mayor? Not necessarily, but can you make it that? Sure. I mean, when you're going up against a professional broadcaster, somebody who's been an organizer, who started a large safety patrol group that's international in scope and has been organizing and speaking to people publicly his whole life. Mamdani's 34 years old. Curtis Sliwa has been giving speeches for at least a dozen or 10 years longer than Mamdani's been alive. Curtis Sliwa will out-talk this guy any day of the week. So it works just fine for me. What is the other one? If we use this strategy, this dichotomy we're looking at here of Kamala Harris, she had no plan. Mamdani's plan is nothing to shake a stick at. I've yet to meet the person because, you know, what we really need to do is defund the police, start giving out money for sex change operations, surgeries, and raising taxes in addition to having the government open up places where you can get food. That's exactly what we need. I've never even met a human like that. And I'm all over the place. Now, I've seen them on TV. I've heard AOC speak. I've heard Mamdani speak. But I've never been on a subway or went to a halal truck and, you know, to get lunch or something. And, you know, you get into conversations all over the city with people. Never in a million years heard somebody talk like that. So now the good thing is you've got the news asking the President of the United States about, are you going to be encouraging or urging any candidates in the New York City mayor's race to drop out to clear the field?
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hang on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And the radical left loves him. Super. Guess what? The problem is he's not running for Congress in a congressional district that's fragmented where he could say, let me go to Astoria, let me go here, what AOC does to maintain power. He's got to get Staten Island to come out and vote for him. Is Staten Island going to vote for the gentleman from Uganda, Mr. Mamdani? I think not. Will Manhattan? Potentially. Will parts of Queens? Potentially. Is Whitestone Queens going to come out and vote for Mamdani? Of course not. I mean, you've got to be crazy to think that by and large New Yorkers are accepting this. When you have three Democrats, three communist sympathizers, whose policies are no different from the other, there's no difference between Andrew Cuomo and Mamdani other than one is a Catholic and Italian and the other one is a Muslim and from Uganda. There's no difference between Eric Adams and Mamdani, except that one is a black guy from Brooklyn and the other one is, again, from Uganda. Their policies are identical. So when you say anybody but Mamdani, you're saying we're going to take Mamdani's policies on any one of these guys, any Democrat but Curtis. You've got to be a special type of stupid to think this. I'm talking to New York City voters right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now, President Trump isn't calling for one over the other. He's saying this would be better if it's a one-on-one. I disagree with that sentiment that I think it would be better as a one-on-one. I think it's better for Curtis as a three-on-one. But in theory, I agree. One-on-one is best. You get the best contrast. And it's clear as day. Are you voting for this or you're voting for that? In this case, those three are indistinguishable. So to me, it really is a one-on-one. And I think most New Yorkers are going to see it that way. They're going to say either I get the guy with the red hat, who's known for running around, being a publicity hound, fighting people in the subways, or any one of those three clowns that are absolutely identical. You do the math. Straight ahead. We're going to talk about yoga, Reiki, and a bunch of other health and wellness topics. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Online security is a must, and millions are choosing NordVPN to stay safer and more private online. And you can do that too. Get NordVPN with 77% off and up to 3 months extra. NordVPN will encrypt your online traffic from data snoopers and internet service providers, while NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro will reduce risk of phishing and alert you about the fake online shops and known scams. And that's not all. If your email address is leaked to the dark web, you will get an instant notification from the dark web monitor and act accordingly. Get the special NordVPN deal today at NordVPN.com. This offer includes a 77% discount on a 2-year plan and up to 3 extra months. Savings and additional terms apply and can be found on NordVPN.com. The offer is valid until October 15th.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, this is Rich Valdez, and I want to bring you a story here. A story about a guy named Nick. And Nick had a very interesting story, right? A very interesting past. He's the star of Showtime's hit series, Gigolos. It's a reality show that followed the lives of five Vegas male escorts. They were born in, he was born and raised in Wisconsin, and he grew up working on farms, racing dirt bikes, snowboarding. And, you know, got a big physique. He was doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He was drawing women like a magnet. And he was teaching men how to do it. And then he wrote a book, an autobiographical book, called Sexoirs of a Gigolo. And he wrote a column for Penthouse magazine. And he made music. He's done a bunch of different things in addition to his work in television. And then he had a moment where things started to look different for him. So I want him to tell that story, and we're going to spend a couple of minutes on it here, and then we're going to take a pause, and we'll come back, and you can hear the rest of his story, and of course, I'm going to get to the rest of your phone calls. But, Nick Eagle, welcome, sir.
Honored to be here.
Thank you. Now, I shared a little bit about your background, but I really want you to tell us a little bit, you know, who you are, how you started out, what was life like for you before?
Well, I greatly suffered in my younger years, and I had an awakening in 05, actually, that started me on the path, and I vowed to do everything I could to operate at the highest levels and to master confidence, because I struggled greatly with it as a child.
How did that look for you? What was the manifestation of that?
Well, I don't like saying that it was a long path because it doesn't have to be. It's a choice in any moment to choose fear or to choose to be connected and be present. But it did take me a long time. And during this process, I ended up writing a book about it. The Sexoir book was a smaller book, but I actually wrote a book called Nick Hawk's 100 Kicks in the Ass, A Guide to Gaining Confidence and Reaching Your Full Potential. And little did I know that this was a book containing sacred teachings that led me to my first Kundalini awakening.
And what was it like, I guess, well, I'm trying to give the audience a real good picture of before and after. Your work in television and in Vegas, what was that like?
Well, I was on the path. I was seeking truth. I was looking to leave behind fear when I ended up doing this show. I was acting in LA at the time, and all my agents and managers said never do an adult show, never do a reality show, but it was a leading role on a new Showtime series that was scheduled to run 6 seasons, so it's something I couldn't say no to. Mm-hmm. And during my time in Las Vegas, I was on this path to operate at higher levels and increase my vibration, but I was greatly surrounded by darkness. Let's pause right there.
Surrounded by darkness, living in Vegas, making TV shows, and acting in L.A. Folks, are coming right back with Nick Eagle talking about how his life changed and about his latest book, The Golden Laws of Enlightenment. Keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez. We're coming right back with Nick Eagle.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowery magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield.
800-785-9132. Rich, I'm honored, man, to be able to have a voice on your platform. There's probably 140,000 federal inmates that listen to you at night.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue our conversation with our guest. Our guest was living the fast life, living in L.A., working in Vegas, starring on the hit Showtime reality series, Gigolos, talking about his Playboy lifestyle and filling up seminars, doing his thing. And as he put it, he was seeking truth. Nick, let's pick up where you left off.
Yes, truth and answers. And little to say, there are very few in Las Vegas. I'm sure most people know that. It wasn't until I started going to the mountains to where I could really develop them. And if anything, you know, Hollywood and acting in Las Vegas, it did allow me to develop my confidence a little bit, but it did hinder much growth. I didn't fully appreciate going to the mountains and sitting with my thoughts in silence and evolving in that way and facing my fears and doing everything I can to operate at the highest levels. And now I've created my enlightenment protocol, which I highly recommend everybody to check out, NickEagleMystic.com. It is free. And I just released my book, The Golden Laws of Enlightenment, that came to me about 4 years ago in an ayahuasca ceremony in Costa Rica.
Tell us about that. I've heard a lot about ayahuasca and how it helps people. Others say it's just an excuse to get high. What was your experience like?
Unfortunately, some people do disrespect the medicine and use it as an excuse to do something other than go to the clubs, but still use it for the same ways. I do prepare people to work with enlightening plants, and I wish people would come to me if they do call. I have some great blogs and some literature that I send anybody who's interested. And I work with people one-on-one as well. I just opened my Awakening Sanctuary in Sedona. That's called Eagle Vortex. So I'm your guy.
What's that experience like?
Well, I offer one-on-one retreats right now with people to really go deep. I take people hiking and do meditation with them here and teach them the protocol.
And no, I don't mean like how the program works. I mean, like, what's it like when they take the ayahuasca? Is that like something like a tea, or is it you smoke it, or what's that experience like? What was it like for you?
Ayahuasca is from two plants from the jungle that are put together and heated in a soup, and it's one of the most potent psychedelics. It's similar to mushrooms, also some cactus as well. They're in the psychedelics group. It is, like I said, it's an enlightening tool, but you need the right shaman to work with. You need proper preparation. You have to go into it without fear. And once you understand the process and what can come from it, and you leave behind that fear, it connects you. It takes you to God. It takes you to answers of this ancient wisdom and places of healing where you can let go of all that anxiety and stress.
And this is an ancient practice. It's been happening forever.
Oh, yeah.
As I understand it.
Oh. Yeah, it's been around longer than church, that's for sure.
Very interesting. Now, so you go, you engage in this ayahuasca experience. Where did you do that?
This was in Costa Rica. I had a dreadful experience in Las Vegas in a house for my first time. I almost didn't do it again. But then I found a lovely group that I sat with outside of San Diego, and then I've been to the jungle in Costa Rica and Bolivia, and I recommend anybody who wants the true experience, that since the medicine is from the jungle, to go to the jungle.
And so you do it, and what happens to you when you're engaged here? I guess, you know, you're feeling some sort of elevation, you're feeling out-of-body experience. What was that like?
It heightens all of your senses. It gives you superpowers. If you're able to leave behind that fear, it puts you face to face with God. And if you choose fear, you're going to have a horrible experience. You're going to purge. If you spend your most of your time lying and taking advantage of people and being greedy, you're going to purge all of that out. It's the you have spiritual purges. It's what it does. You're purging out all of the lies. If you're an honest person and you're ready to connect and you've faced your fears, you're up singing and dancing. You're having the greatest night of your life.
And once you reach this place that you that got you there, this to the heavens and whatnot, what was the next step for you?
To stay there, for sure. This is what I teach everybody who works with me on one-on-ones when they come to my Awakening Sanctuary as well, to not go back and plug in. That's
right.
I've been helping clients for 15 years now. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think the question I'm saying is, you go to this place and you're able to, I guess, assess life from a new perspective, or, you know, have this godly moment, and you're up, and then I guess you come down, and then you don't go back, right? Or is it you go up and you never come down at all?
Well, no, the goal is to stay there. It's a tool to show you what we are capable of doing and this vibration that we can be in. So the goal is to stay there and not to integrate back and plug into the world. So it'll help you see the light, and the goal is to keep that fire in your eyes and keep that light with you after you do it.
And what was the, for you, what was, that new path like for you? What were some of the changes you made in your life, how did you start living differently?
Well, I've had a bunch of big awakenings, and I write about all of them in my book. My big first full chakra kundalini awakening was in 19. But after the Costa Rica ceremony where the golden law of enlightenment came to me, my vocabulary changed. I couldn't use the F word anymore. I wasn't drinking at the time, but I couldn't even be around people who were drinking anymore. I couldn't wear black anymore. I couldn't wear unnatural clothes. The list goes on. I increased my awareness of everything. All the foods that I'm putting in me. I had a new relationship with them, and I have this awareness now. When I hold food in my hand, I know what it's going to do when I put it into my body.
Very interesting stuff. Now, if people want to learn more about your experience or how they can engage with you or get a copy of your book, where do they go?
NickEagleMystic.com. There is my enlightenment protocol, my book, and all my social media, and I appreciate you for asking that.
You bet. It's my pleasure, and I want to thank you for being here because, you know, it's not every day I get the chance to speak with somebody who's been on a journey like this. Amigos, Nick Eagle, thanks for joining us, brother, and have a great weekend. And everybody, your calls and more are coming up straight ahead, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186.
Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, to the phones we go. Open Phone America. Let's go to John calling us from Brunswick, Ohio, WNIR. John, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hi. I caught part of your guests from the 10 o'clock hour.
Sure.
And if I understood her message correctly, the portion of it that I heard, she was basically saying to people who complain about being held back, don't settle for victimhood. Make your mark. Make your place. That advice is fine, but it should apply to men, women, gays, straights, all races, liberals, conservatives, faithful, atheists. It should apply to everybody, but we should also keep in mind that there is a degree of truth to most of the complaints. I mean, it does happen.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The advice, make your mark, don't just complain, make your mark, do your best, try to achieve your goals, should apply not only to women.
No, I heard men, that part. Men, it's the lab part. What truth are you talking about? Truth to what?
No.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Yeah. Any kids and stuff, but I've seen my friends really go. My friend just lost 28 acres, two homes, a garage, and he's really doing bad. And yeah. He still has to pay for things. Now, I'd always wonder, why don't the men and the women just split things down the middle because they have children and pay equally if they are equal?
Sure.
Well, I mean, understood that.
All right, stand by. What happens here is you can do that if that's part of the divorce decree, if that's how you've made the agreement. The law has, you know, its dictates. And what ends up happening is not everybody is amicable at a time of breaking up. So you may have a situation where people are married for, you know, 30 years. And in the first part of the marriage, maybe the wife didn't work. She was home with the kids, then said, you know what, things are getting tight. Let me get a job. Maybe she got a part-time job and went out to work. Every situation is different. It could be the dad stayed home with the kids while the wife was out being a high-powered attorney, making a fortune, and supporting everyone. So the details of how the situation was matter. And during a divorce, there's, you know, especially if there's an alimony situation going on, that's what the court is going to look at. They're going to say, who was the breadwinner? Was it her? Was it him? Who was supporting this lifestyle? And what are you making now? Do you make the same amount of money now? So then we think it's fair that the children continue the same lifestyle that they had. That's what the court is going to impose. They're not going to say, you know, just figure it out amongst yourselves. You can do that if you don't go to court. The problem is when there's not an agreement, people go to court, and the court will figure it out for you, and that's when their laws will kick in. And for many people, what ends up happening is the court's standards are just not doable for a lot of people, especially if you don't make, you know, baseball player money. And you end up paying for doing what you said, splitting certain expenses down the middle with the kids. I know some people that don't split anything. They take all the expenses on for themselves. And they make whatever payment they have to make in their child support or alimony or whatever and what have you. So, I mean, everybody is different in their situation, but for the most part, it puts you through the ringer because you're now maintaining the lifestyle if it's alimony, for someone that's not in your life anymore. And that may prevent you from being able to provide a good lifestyle for a new person in your life, right? It's kind of hard to get married if you're paying alimony and you can't afford to say, well, sorry, honey, you're going to have to get a job. I can't afford to, you know, have you as my wife that doesn't work because I'm paying my old wife that didn't work, right? So that can be an impediment for a lot of people. But you definitely can make an agreement and split things down the middle. And I would say most people that I know that are divorced do that, and they do it pretty well without any help from the court. Justin in LaVille, Maryland, streaming the show, richvaldez.com. Thank you so much for the call. Let us continue. I want to go to Joe. Joe's in Bethel, Connecticut, WLAD. Joe on line 3. Go right ahead, Joe.
Good evening, Mr. Valdez.
Joe, my man, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I wondered if you could shed some light on the change in the word Defense Department becoming War Department.
Yeah, I think this is rhetorical, right? For example, when you're talking about contraception or what happens if there is no contraception, when you're talking about a child, the words, I think, have an importance. Some people say they are pro-life. Others will say those people are pro-abortion. Others will say, you know, it all depends. The pro-abortion people like to call themselves pro-choice. So there's a different way of wording things. Now, I think when you talk about the Department of Defense, I have no issue with it. It sounds good. But for some people, they say, you know what, we don't want to be viewed as people that are always on defense. We want people to know we will be on offense. We will be in your face. If you bring some smoke our way, it's coming to you. So I think that likely had something to do with it. I think for President Trump, though, oftentimes he likes the original things, right? He's really about how it was. And the Department of War was the Department of War before it was called the Department of Defense. So I think, you know, it's good. I think it's very good when you have, if you're saying, look, I want to bring some people to the table here. You tell me which sounds softer and which sounds like you can have more negotiation with. I want you to meet my Secretary of Defense, or I want you to meet my Secretary of War. I know the first question I've been thinking is, Secretary of War, I'm not looking to get into war. I don't want to meet that guy. Why does he need to be here? Right? They call them Minister of Defense in other countries. So I think Trump's letting everybody know, look, stop playing. Stop playing the games. These people are war fighters. This is the Department of War. We will defend ourselves, but by way of war. So don't act up. I think that's likely the peace through strength message that he's sending and restoring its original name. That's my thinking on it, Joe. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the question. Shout out to you and everybody in WLAD country, Bethel, Connecticut. And coming right back, the rest of your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Online security is a must, and millions are choosing NordVPN to stay safer and more private online. And you can do that too. Get NordVPN with 77% off and up to 3 months extra. NordVPN will encrypt your online traffic from data snoopers and internet service providers, while NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro will reduce risk of phishing and alert you about the fake online shops and known scams. And that's not all.
If your email address is leaked to the dark web, you will get an instant notification from the dark web monitor and act accordingly. Get the special NordVPN deal today at NordVPN.com. This offer includes a 77% discount on a 2-year plan and up to 3 extra months. Savings and additional terms apply and can be found on NordVPN.com. The offer is valid until October 15th.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Free trial is 7 days. A customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period. Fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school into your future as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
All right, to the phones we go. We go to our buddy Tony. Tony's a faithful on this program, calling us from Montreal, Canada, on WVMT out of Vermont. Tony, what's on your mind, brother?
You know, Rich, I was listening to you earlier, and the Christianity and the movement of Christians is being attacked worldwide, whether it's in Palestine or Nigeria or in North America. A U.S. scholar, I call him a fake jihadist scholar, says that his name is Farouk Ulman, or Ulman Farouk, says that jihadism and will be taking the entire continent of Europe and the United States and Canada. I have news for this guy. We will not give up our Christian countries. Poland has resisted. Other countries will wake up. And we have to, Rich, understand that Christianity is a movement of peace and love. And the jihadist movement is the contrary. Most Muslim people are peaceful people, but the jihadists are dangerous, and they are interested in creating division and calling the religions, the Christian religions, infidels. I do not accept this. I think that we should wake up. Our government should wake up, whether it's U.S. or Canada. And anybody that doesn't understand this should understand that religion is a conduit for peace and love, not for subjugating other religions and dominating continents and countries. And if you want to dominate the airways with hate speech, I think that our governments should arrest these people, Rich. This is hate speech. It's targeting an identifiable group, including Jews and Christians, as enemies. And I don't believe that these alleged scholars are anything but hate mongers. I ask, where is their pope? Where is the pope, our pope? Where is the Christian Catholic pope or other Christian leaders that always advocate for peace? I don't know. That's my take.
Yeah. Well, Tony, listen, I understand the frustration a lot of people experience with this stuff. However, I have to stand by what we believe in, right? And I know in America, we have our Constitution. Our Constitution says that hate speech is free speech. So you could say what you want, as long as you don't always do what you want, you know? And And that is where it's at. If people want to hate me because I'm a Christian, go right ahead. People want to hate the Jews, hey, listen, they're doing it anyway. Go right ahead. It happens all the time. It becomes an issue when you go ahead and you know, take action on these things and do things that are unfair to people. Now, I'm with you. I wish it wasn't the case, and I wish we could discourage it one way or another. And we can, I think, by our own light shining, by our own love. And you know, seeking peace, as you mentioned. But I don't know that using the government to curtail free speech that we don't like, that maybe even hateful, is a good idea. Tony, thanks for the call, my brother. I appreciate you. Amigos, Godspeed to all of you. Hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from TownHall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump signed an executive order Friday renaming the Department of Defense as the Department of War, a title last used in 1947. President Trump says he thought long and hard about rebranding the Defense Department to the Department of War.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
The president says the rebrand will send a message to America's enemies and allies alike. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary legal protections for Venezuelans and Haitians.
The ruling means 600,000 Venezuelans whose temporary protections expired in April or whose protections were set to expire September 10th have status to stay and work in the U.S. It also protects about 500,000 Haitians. U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who issued the ruling, says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem exceeded her authority in ending protections. I'm Mike Hempen.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is developing a strategy to confirm a series of President Trump's nominees in batches over the upcoming weeks.
We've got to figure out how to make sure we've got the votes to move it. And so we've been having those conversations here, and I hope that we get to a spot where we're ready to move. And if things go according to plan, I think we get on that next week.
Senator Thune's comments on the Salem Radio Network. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine, particularly while its invasion is still going on, would be considered legitimate targets by Moscow's forces. His comments were made yesterday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
A veteran Thai politician is likely to be Thailand's next prime minister.
Anutin John Vairakul has won a vote in the Thai parliament to become prime minister, according to an unofficial running tally broadcast live on television. Anutin, leader of the Bum Chai Thai party, won more than 247 votes, the required majority from the House of Representatives, 492 active members. Anutin would succeed Pai Tong Tan Shinawatra, who was dismissed by court order as prime minister last week after being found guilty of ethics violation over a politically compromising phone call with neighbouring Cambodian Senate President Hun Sen. I'm Charles Dilladasma.
The College Sports Commission sent out a correction saying it had overstated the amount of name, image, likeness deals it has cleared by more than $40 million in a data set it had previously made public. The commission blamed a clerical reporting error in data provided by Deloitte, which helped create the platform. Breaking news at townhall.com. A federal agency tasked with issuing visas and green cards to immigrants will soon expand its ranks to law enforcement, adding armed officers to root out immigration fraud.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, provided details about the plans Thursday after a federal rule change was finalized under Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. USCIS Director Joseph Edlau said in a statement, quote, "This historic moment will better address immigration crimes, hold those that perpetrate immigration fraud accountable, and act as a force multiplier for DHS and our federal law enforcement partners, including the Joint Terrorism Task Force." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who say the company took pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot. The landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles in this sector. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
what Trump is trying to do all at once. He wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I am the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Secretary of War, which is kind of fun. I think if I were Secretary of Defense, I'd want to change my business card to Secretary of War as well. And the plaque on the door outside, you know, in the Pentagon, you walk down the hall and there's the office of the Secretary of Defense. But then it'll change to the Secretary of War because that's more fun, which it used to be, you know, up until World War II era. It was the Department of War. And then we had World War I and we had World War II and then we changed everything really in 1947 and changed it to the Department of Defense because war sounded so belligerent, didn't it? Sounded belligerent. And now I'm going to change it back to the Department of War. I mean, what are they there for after all? They're there to, you know, if you call on them, hey, hello, Department of Defense, we're going to need you to kill a bunch of people and break a bunch of things. So I guess that's like war. The Department of War is fun. And Pete Hegseth, he's the Secretary of Defense right now, may come the Secretary of War. And he was we're at Fort Benning, Georgia yesterday. And he's talking about this kind of controversial moment earlier in the week where President Trump ordered the United States military to blow up a go-fast boat out of Venezuela, allegedly loaded with drugs headed for the United States, and 11 Tren de Aragua, that's the gang that the Democrat Party wants their daughters to date, and they blowed up the boat. They blowed it up real good from the air. It looks like maybe a drone blew up the boat with 11 individual souls on board. Blew it up real good. Drug smuggling, and that's what you might call a deterrent for that sort of thing. And it's kind of a big deal. The news media is very angry about it because they're the Democrat Party. And ABC News, for example, has a story. White House grounds for strike on alleged drug boat is murky legal issue. You know how they love murky things? They love anything murky, especially murky legal issues. But there are a lot of them going around, these murky things. The Panhandler Broadcasting System, PBS, U.S. military strikes. There is really only one. Unsuspected drug smugglers sparks legal and diplomatic concerns. Now, never mind that the Tren de Aragua has been named by the U.S. government a terrorist organization and that fatal drug overdoses killed 80,000 Americans last year alone, a number greater than the number of Americans killed in the Vietnam War between 1959 and 1975. And that's in 1 year from fatal drug overdoses. The drug traffickers, drug smugglers, friends of the Democrat Party, they must be funneling money to the Democrats or something. They like them so much. But they love Tren de Aragua, the Democrats do. They love MS-13. They're not out of Venezuela. They're out of El Salvador. And, you know, the Democrats love to fly down there and have margaritas with MS-13 members in prison, and like Senator Chris Van Hollen and all that. They're not on our side. Are they not on our side at all? So we've got that going. But the drugs, this is a big deal. And the Secretary of Defense yesterday compared Tren de Aragua and the drug traffickers to Al-Qaeda. And I would say that while Al-Qaeda, responsible for killing a lot of Americans, about 3,000 Americans on September 11th, of 2001, I remember the day well. That anniversary is coming up quite soon, too, as a matter of fact. But if you look at 3,000 people on September 11th versus what we're looking at with, 100,000 fatal drug overdoses in a year before last, and last year more than 80,000 fatal drug overdoses. These are wartime numbers. In a very big way, like World War I style numbers. And the drug cartels are bad, and they kill thousands of people in their own countries and cut them up and hang them upside down from bridges and things like that, and threaten all the police so they have to wear masks. And the Democrats, they're bringing the third world to the United States. They like the third world better than they like the United States. Isn't it amazing? And the Reuters news agency, was the deadly U.S. attack on the Venezuelan vessel legal? Well, it's worth having that discussion and that debate and clarifying all of that. I think that's perfectly fine with me. But if we're going to have 100,000 Americans die in a single year from fatal drug overdoses, and the drugs are being brought in, point of origin, perhaps communist China, with the communist Chinese, who have murdered more people than any group of murderers in the history of the world, then maybe we should look at it as a wartime circumstance. The president of Mexico, merry old Mexico, Riba, where am I in Maracas? They've got this woman who's president. Believe it or not, her name is Claudia Sheinbaum. Well, I don't know why she's president of Mexico, but she is. And she's afraid, according to many reports, afraid of the cartels because they kill so many people. And so they don't want to have too much of a fight with the cartels. President Trump has offered to help with them, and they're like, they said, Claudia Sheinbaum said, no, I don't think we need the Americans' help because we're busy not fighting them here. But if we want to knock down the fatal drug overdoses, Americans dead by the tens of thousands every year, then we might want to confront the source of these lethal drugs, these fatal drugs. And President Trump is doing that for the first time in modern history, of course. Everything, this thing was right out of a Tom Clancy. What was that? I don't know. Which one was that? Clear and Present Danger? I don't think it was. It was another one. But Tom Clancy stuff where F-18s come in and drop bombs on the drug cartel kingpins because they're the bad guys, they're the bad guys. But it is a discussion and a debate worth having because you don't want to have the U.S. government going around just killing every bad guy in the world. But it's complicated. So we've got that going on, and President Trump talking about renaming the Department of Defense the Department of War. We might have to have congressional involvement on that. It's not really a big thing, and it was called the Department of War before it was called the Department of Defense. So we've got that. The news media, they really want Donald Trump to die because the news media, they're the Democrat Party, of course. And the Los Angeles Times has a story. Here's the headline. Trump is old and ailing. I really don't see a lot of evidence of that, but this is their thing. That, over the Labor Day weekend, they started internet rumors that Trump had died because he hadn't held a press conference in hours. And Joe Biden went for years without holding a press conference. President Trump goes for hours without holding a press conference. The Democrats declared him dead because it's wishful thinking. They're bloodthirsty little ghouls, And the headline in the Los Angeles Times, Trump is old and ailing. They never had that headline about Joe Biden, did they? No, they never did. And Joe Biden, talk about old and ailing. Oh, speaking of which, you see he showed up with a big bandage on his head, a gauze bandage on his head. Did you see this? And it turns out no Democrat shot him in the head, as happened with President Trump. But he had a big old skin cancer thing surgically removed. Doctors did it. Big pharma was there. And big medicine, big health care. You know what they do about that? They make heroes out of Luigi Mangione because Luigi Mangione shot and killed a health care insurance company CEO on a sidewalk in New York. And Luigi Mangione became the hero of the Democrat Party. They want their daughter not just to date him, they want their daughter to marry him in prison because the Democrat Party is bloodthirsty. They're the left. They're not liberals. but I still haven't finished the Los Angeles Times headline. Trump is old and ailing, but Democrats shouldn't count on time to solve their problem. That's the headline. That means they shouldn't depend on Trump dying of natural causes, and this is what the article is actually about in the Los Angeles Times. I think they might be inciting more violence against President Trump. He's already been shot once, and the sniper had to be shot and killed by a Secret Service counter-sniper, one shot, one kill. And then the guy who showed up with a rifle at the Trump golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, he was in court earlier this week, and the news media ignored it because they don't want to draw attention to that. They're the people that shoot Congressman Steve Scalise and shoot Donald Trump, and they're the Democrat Party. But the Los Angeles Times, Trump is old and ailing, but Democrats shouldn't count on time to solve their problems. That's true. There are many mental problems. Time alone will not solve them. They might need a lot of help from Big Pharma and a lot of counseling. Mental health specialists should be called in because the Democrats are in need of a lot of mental health specialists. So we've got that. Yeah, in the Los Angeles Times. In case you missed it, President Trump recently vanished from public sight, the Los Angeles Times types on behalf of the left. For nearly a week, that's not true, it was 2.5 days, he was golfing for two of those days at his own golf course in Virginia. So they lie about everything. They had Matt K. Lewis, contributing writer in the Los Angeles Times, lying about everything. In case you missed it, President Trump recently vanished from public sight for nearly a week, lie, resulting in social media being flooded with hashtags declaring #TrumpDead. Again, it's their delusion, their bloodthirsty delusions, the Democrat Party. Eventually, he resurfaced, at a golf course where he was out golfing. His health was so poor that he was doing 18 holes. He's doing around the golf. And then he went back the next day to do another 18 holes, but never mind that. Eventually, he resurfaced. Everything the Los Angeles Times says is a lie. Everything that Matt K. Lewis says is a bloodthirsty, ghoulish Democrat Party lie, but this is what they published. Eventually resurfaced, but that didn't answer the obvious question. Why would a man who craves attention the way most of us crave oxygen go 6 straight days, !, without a major public event? There were no 6 straight days without a major public event from President Trump. Where was Joe Biden for 4 years? He was in a coma in an iron lung in the attic of the White House, wheezing, and now he's got a big gauze bandage on his head. But again, it's not because anybody shot him, because he's a Democrat, you know. And 4 American presidents have been assassinated, 3 of them Republicans, and one of them John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated by a communist. So we got that going. Isn't that amazing? And, of course, Ronald Reagan was shot and Gerald Ford was shot at Republican. Donald Trump was shot and winged and almost assassinated Republican. You might think that the Democrat Party engages in political violence. You'll never see that in the Los Angeles Times, though. Yeah, they're ghouls. They're ghouls. They're the left. They're not liberals. And RFK Jr. on Capitol Hill yesterday. Trump praises RFK Jr. after tumultuous performance before Senate. And I've got that coming up here. The Democrats are a bloodthirsty gang of guys trying to assassinate RFK Jr.'s character, at least. Aren't they amazing? Homicide in Chicago. The Democrats say there's no problem here. It's deadlier than Iraq was during the war there. And Iraq is a country and Chicago's only a city. But pay no attention to that. And the New York City mayoral race, where the Democrats are going to elect a communist jihadi, and they're going to celebrate by, I don't know, burning synagogues or something. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Neil older I got, the more worried I was about leaving my kids with my debt when I passed away, not to mention the cost of a funeral. That was until I found SelectQuote. SelectQuote offers life insurance to help cover final expenses, and they make it easy to find the right plan. If you're between 55 and 75, you could get up to $50,000 in guaranteed life insurance with no medical exam required, and some plans are as low as $30 a month. Again, if you're between 55 and 75, you could get up to $50,000 in coverage with no medical exam required. Even if your health changes, your rate will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Don't leave your loved ones with a financial burden. Let SelectQuote find you the right plan with a free quote in as little as 15 minutes.
Call 1-800-651-2121. 1-800-651-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-651-2121.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Is the IRS coming after you for unpaid taxes you can't afford to pay? This special notice is for you. The IRS has made it easier to resolve your tax debt with special IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative. These historic IRS programs are designed to help taxpayers like you resolve their tax debt and may qualify you for significant reductions. Call Community Tax to see if you qualify. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with 4.5 stars on Google, and they're top rated by Consumer Affairs. Now's your chance for significant relief. Free yourself from your IRS nightmare and avoid wage garnishments, liens on your bank account, your pension, on your home, or even your Social Security income. If you can't afford to pay your back taxes, if you haven't filed in years, call the Community Tax Helpline now at 800-724-7317. Solve your IRS problems today. Call for your free consultation, 800-724-7317, 800-724-7317.
Results vary. Consult with your tax professional prior to enrollment.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-290-6985. 800-290-6985. Again, that's 800-290-6985.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that is built for real life. Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can confidently browse, bank, and be yourself online without the worry of hackers lurking around the corner. With Webroot Total Protection, you get antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than the other guys. Identity protection with up to $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement and 24/7 U.S.-based customer support. VPN protection that hides your IP address, personal data, and location from hackers. And cloud backup with unlimited storage that works automatically in the background. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot makes it easy to live a better digital life. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15. With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
And elected Democrats are fighting for more murder in Chicago, more crime in Chicago. If you want to fight crime, they want to fight you. They're not on your side. Illinois leaders warn of mayhem ahead of ICE operations in Chicago. You wouldn't want to enforce the law or anything like that. Okay, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Talk about President Trump putting the whack on a fast boat, a go fast boat, out of Venezuela loaded with guns and 11 Tren de Aragua members, boom, blown up. Let's go to Daniel calling from Washington, D.C. Angel, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, morning, Chris.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, and then Maduro sends a couple of fighters after the naval ships that are in the Caribbean, fighters that we gave them years ago, so we know how they work. They're going to be on the working end of one of those GAUs if they get too close. But you were talking about the Mexican president. I don't find it too long before Mexico starts acting anti-Semitic. Because Sheinbaum ain't Mexican and it ain't Russian and it certainly isn't Chinese.
That's all true. Now, I don't know how popular she is. I don't really follow Mexican politics, but it is ironic, Claudia Sheinbaum. Now, you mentioned the Venezuelan jets that came out and flew and apparently close to American warships.
That was on the news this morning.
I know.
Buzzed American warships.
Oh, yeah, I know about it. Yeah, I know. And we didn't shoot them. We didn't shoot them down this time, and that was very thoughtful of us. Yeah, two Venezuelan military aircraft flew over U.S. Navy ships in highly provocative move, the Pentagon says.
Aircraft that we gave them.
And we are, years ago we sold to them when they were very different before the commies took over there, Hugo Chavez and the gang. Did you know, I love this story, did you know that the richest, the wealthiest person in Venezuela, you don't know off the top of your head who the wealthiest person in Venezuela is, I'm guessing. It's the daughter.
Not off the top of my head, but I could guess.
The daughter of Hugo Chavez, the billionaire daughter of Hugo Chavez. They're a very, very corrupt country. And they're commies. You know, yeah, and Nicolas Maduro in charge now. And a couple of Venezuelan fighter jets provoking U.S. military warships. That is a bad idea.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I lived there when, do you remember the riots that happened? Because
oh, yeah, I was all over that. Yeah, I lived a couple blocks from the riots. I was with CNN at the time. And yeah, it was a drunk, illegal alien man who was sleeping in the doorway of a business in Mount Pleasant, blocks from where I lived at the time. And a female D.C. police officer went to roust him. And instead of respecting the female police officer, the illegal alien punched her and attacked her and beat her. And she shot him. Because she was defending herself, and it led to several days of riots, and I enjoyed the lots of tear gas, sucking in tear gas for days, and I had a good time at those riots, though.
Yeah, and so that's another area where we overlap, and both of our fathers were pilots in World War II. We talked about it before, and I owe you a beer or a something, and to give you this beautiful poem about, you know, some flew east, some flew west, some will fly no more. High above the eagle's nest, their mighty engines roar. And I'll give you that poem soon. The other thing I want to say is that with the Maha thing and picking on Bobby Kennedy, and he is doing, I walk around and I see these kids. I know, I am certain, some of them are vaccine injured. Some of them are obese, but autism and Asperger's, you know, there's a friend of mine who wrote a book, and they're directly related to these so-called vaccines, not necessarily the COVID. My daughter lost her first child in miscarriage, directly a result of the COVID. And her doctor told her, don't go near any more needles, you know, ever. And so we've had, and of course, drug deaths by fentanyl are rampant. Here in, even in the, you know, no place is safe, and I have friends who have lost kids to this awful drug. So it's an incredible time. It seems like the devil is going all out, would you say? I mean, he's just so desperate now, because I think his time is going to be over pretty soon, God willing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you talk about me covering the waterfront. You cover the waterfront pretty well yourself, too. You covered a lot of territory. I look forward to meeting you in person and sharing the poem that you have. I genuinely do. The beer will be on me, not on you. And
I like Chardonnay, actually. Can I have a glass of Chardonnay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will abstain from the Chardonnay. But, you know, my favorite wine, I talked about this on Newsmax last week. My favorite wine is a lager. My second favorite wine is a Pilsner, and that's
One other thing, you know, like the dating app guy, whoever he is at the Justice Department, he should have done just lunch. It's just lunch. What was he thinking?
Honestly, right? You know, meet in person. It's better. I got to tell you, you know, if he were a conservative, he could come on the Chris Plant Sea Cruise because, you know, a bunch of like-minded people with the same sense of humor and wonderful stuff. But, Kathleen, you covered a lot of stuff, and I love your family history out of Chicago. Three nuns, you got priests, and Naval Academy, grandfather.
Like this.
Paper boy, father, World War II fighter pilot, and great stuff. And listen, the vaccines, they came up at the RFK junior hearing yesterday. And RFK, obviously, member of the Democrat Kennedy family, obviously a lifelong Democrat, a guy who's raised a lot of questions. You know, Harvard, of course, there are, you know, buildings there with his grandfather's name on them and things like that, so you go to Harvard. But he's raising questions about the vaccines, and he says that we are the unhealthiest country on planet Earth today because we have so many, what do you call them, permanent medical issues, chronic medical issues, and so on. And he went into it a bit while being shouted down by the Democrats, all of whom get lots of money from what they call big pharma, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and all that.
Pocahontas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pocahontas was, she was all over it. Yeah, she's a real piece of work, isn't she? But you're right about, look, fentanyl is a terrible, deadly, lethal poison that is being imported on an industrial scale to the United States of America, and it's leading to industrial scale deaths when we lose 100,000 last year, more than 80,000 Americans to fatal drug overdoses. It is a big deal. President Trump knocked out 11, and U.S. intelligence, we have these P-8 airplanes down there that are spy planes that can, you know, read your newspaper from 100 miles away while you're sitting on your back porch. And they're looking at these people loading the boat with and probably watching it go again and again. And so they took a Tom Clancy kind of action. And the Democrats and the news media, but I repeat myself, are very angry because now they want to defend Trinidad and Aragua drug traffickers on go-fast boats in the South Caribbean. And President Trump keeps revealing them, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, God bless him.
They are... when a transgender, and this is another fun one, Kathleen, actually, right now that I hope to get to today. President Trump is, and President Trump didn't even broach this himself, but after the transgender, yet another tranny, mass shooting, mass murderer, killed the two kids and injured 17 more at a Catholic church, a week ago. And there's been some suggestion, because there have been a lot of trannies committing mass murders and mass shootings, that maybe trannies should be considered to have a mental illness and shouldn't be allowed to purchase firearms legally. And we could... And now the left is, they are angry and breaking windows and pounding the table, defending mentally ill people getting firearms. Right, this is the it's not like you have to set a trap for them. The world just happens in real time, and the Democrats come out screaming, angry, violent, always defending whatever is the most insane outcome or the most insane element. We definitely want mentally ill people who have gender dysphoria to get firearms, because there have only been massacres by, you know, 0.0001% of the population in Colorado, and in now we've got Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in Nashville, Tennessee, and you got all these trannies showing up and massacring people, and there are many more as well. And so somebody suggested maybe we shouldn't allow people with gender dysphoria, mental condition, to be purchasing firearms, given the numbers that they've racked up at this point. And the Democrats are coming out and angrily, and this is the great irony, Kathleen, defending gun rights. For the first time in modern history, the Democrat Party is defending the Second Amendment, but only if you're mentally ill.
It's great, and by the way, also, living in Mount Pleasant, I wonder how many people in D.C. have had this happen. Probably not all that many, but I had a gun put to my head in the garage, driving into the garage in the back of the house, and luckily the guy ran off.
Uh-huh.
He wanted my purse. Luckily he ran off before he got that, but you know, D.C. is dangerous, has been dangerous, and what is happening? I mean, please, you know, we have to give this president so much credit. He's just taking on all fronts. He's doing the best he can. But one thing I want to say about the transgender dysphoria, I mean, I know we are all compassionate, you know, we're not mocking, but most of those people have autism or Asperger's or something else. I mean, there's a connected mental problem. You know, maybe it's schizophrenia. And then they decide, oh, they want to belong. They want to feel like, they feel like they don't belong. They want to feel like they're part of something. And then they are added confusion, exacerbated by these teachers, maybe, or counselors.
That's
and,
right.
I mean, it is such a tragedy.
It is. No, you're 100% right. And all these, and RFK Jr., a lifelong Democrat of the Democrat-Kennedy family, wants to have studies to look into these things. And the Democrats are pounding the table and screaming, and they're spitting mad. And since you mentioned being held up at gunpoint in Mount Pleasant, when I was living in Adams Morgan, I, too, was held up at gunpoint by two fine young gentlemen who came up behind me, pressed the gun against my jaw. I got grabbed from behind, and they were debating which one would bust a cap in my ass, right? And two of D.C.'s finest, and there was a scuffle and some of this and some of that, and they went away with nothing. They got nothing from me, but I did lose my knife. I'm still kind of disappointed about that.
What was it, a pen knife, or, you know, what?
No, it was not a pen knife. It was a knife that that one of my brothers had given me as a gift, and it was a tussle. I was on Clydesdale Place in Adams Morgan. It was late at night. I was coming home, and, you know, out in Adams Morgan, which means bars and stuff, and these two young gentlemen, we walked past each other, and I nodded at them and, you know, kind of said, hey, and then they turned around and rushed up behind me and gunned to the grab from behind and gunned to the jaw. And I'm recreating it with my arms here. And, yeah, and that's life in D.C. And the Democrats say, well, you know, so what? This is what the Democrats say. And where do I get to Chicago, Kathleen? Because these people.
Yeah, exactly. It's so overwhelming. It's so difficult, you know, to process. And so, as I said earlier, I said I really think there is some. Last night there was the most beautiful rainbow, real rainbow.
Uh-huh.
In the sky. Did anybody see it?
I saw it. Yeah, we had two rainbows at home last night. We had two giant rainbows at home yesterday afternoon and last evening. Yeah, and it's, Jeff is holding up his phone. He's got pictures of it. I've got pictures of it too. I took pictures of it myself.
I did too, and I truly. Chris, you know, for all of those who believe in messages, signs, I really think God is trying to help us and tell us, and I hope and pray. I thank God for President Trump. I had friends who were out in the golf course with him, you know, doing very well. I mean, unbelievable, these people. He hasn't been seen. Well, yeah, we're not going to tell you where he is every minute because you want to kill him.
Right.
But.
And make that clear every day. Listen, Kathleen, you are wonderful. You're great fun. I look forward to meeting you in person. The Chardonnay is on me. The lager will be on me as well. And I look forward to the poem. And I love your positive attitude. And you know what? Since you said it, I'm gonna share at least one of the rainbow rainbow. Listen, and it's not. You know, it's a biblical thing, not a sexual thing. The rainbow.
It's a covenant from God.
I'm gonna post, since you mentioned it, Kathleen. I'm gonna post the one of the pictures that I took yesterday from home of because we had two. First of all, the first one that we saw was a double rainbow, and my best girl pointed that out. So there we got a double, and it was a gigantic, massive double rainbow that arched over the whole city of Washington. And then we sat down to dinner, and a little while later, once again, my best girl said, another rainbow! And went outside, and it was an even bigger, gnarlier rainbow. It's got the timestamp on the picture, so I'll take a look at that. Great stuff. Kathleen, very nice talking to you. We covered the waterfront, didn't we? There's a lot more waterfront to cover in the next 2 hours, though, so stay right there. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Is the IRS coming after you for unpaid taxes you can't afford to pay? This special notice is for you. The IRS has made it easier to resolve your tax debt with special IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative. These historic IRS programs are designed to help taxpayers like you resolve their tax debt and may qualify you for significant reductions. Call Community Tax to see if you qualify. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with 4.5 stars on Google, and they're top rated by Consumer Affairs. Now's your chance for significant relief. Free yourself from your IRS nightmare and avoid wage garnishments, liens on your bank account, your pension, on your home, or even your Social Security income. If you can't afford to pay your back taxes, if you haven't filed in years, call the Community Tax Helpline now at 800-724-7317. Solve your IRS problems today. Call for your free consultation. 800-724-7317. 800-724-7317.
Results vary. Consult with your tax professional prior to enrollment.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA provides veterans, mainly those with service-connected disabilities, hiring preference for all available positions. Service members just leaving the military are also invited to pursue a VA career. Healthcare skills acquired in the military can be applied to VA as doctors, nurses, and other specialties. Go to vacareers.va.gov. That's vacareers.va.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Well, Kathleen was very nice. We spoke for some time there. And I'm told that we have posted at least one rainbow photo on our social media, on the Twitter and the Facebook and so on, that Kevin Tober posted the photo or photos. Great rainbow yesterday. Now, in the meantime, let's go back to the phones. And I can't, I only have two more hours after this hour is over. And so much crazy Chicago and media and Justice Department guy saying, oh, yeah, they're going to erase all the Republican names from the Epstein list. I've got that story coming up. Let's go to the phones. I always like to be corrected if I'm wrong about something. Let's go to David, listening online, the WMAL app, calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Let me see. Where are we there? There we are. David. You're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Chris. Great to talk to you.
Welcome.
Now, I just wanted to, it's far be it from me to correct you on anything, but you referred to the Trinidad-Aragua people on the boat as souls, and souls is a term reserved for people who are tragically lost at sea. I would submit that these narco-terrorists were not souls. They were narco-terrorists in the... That's all I really wanted to say.
I see. Well, that's not too much of a correction. I maybe I was being too compassionate. Is that the problem? I was treating them as my fellow human being instead of criminal gang member narco traffickers.
Correct.
I see. Okay. Well, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, SOBs. You know that like airline pilots and a ship's captain, if they should find themselves in such a circumstance, refer to the souls on board as the number of living people whose lives are in their hands. As the pilot of an airliner, you know, we got 203 souls on board, right? And if you're a ship's captain and you 820 souls on board, hopefully you don't sink. We don't lose a lot of ships at sea these days, which is a good thing. But yeah, you're right. The souls on board and SOBs, generally not used to refer to gang members blown up by a government operation. But I'm being nice.
Yes, SOBs is a correct term, but not in the soul sense.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That too. All right. Well, listen. Like I said, I always appreciate being corrected, and I saw on the big board that David from Oklahoma City wanted to correct me, so I wanted to come to you, David, because I don't want any inaccurate information to be put out there. And if we catch anything during the show, we correct it lickety split, don't we, David? And with your help today. Oh, he faded out there. All right, thank you, David.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.